This week's episode of Tsunami of Latinas will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Alright, sorry if you're tuning in for Tsunami of Latin Asses. They're a little behind. Instead, you got episode 779 of the Shining Wizards Podcast. Tonight, we have our thoughts of Royal Rumble as sign-pointing season has begun. AEW has a new signing and a new TV champ. Plus, we got a packed show, NXT, JCW, homework, and so much more. So let's get into it with some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Brando.
A double T.
A double T.
And some Kevin.
Can we have two double Ts?
No, we can't. No, I'm just bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
I'm kind of disappointed, though. We're going to have to wait till next week to check out this week's episode of Tsunami of Latin Ass.
Can't wait. Good things come to those who wait.
Oh yeah.
I guess we're that big of a deal now. We're preempting the Spanish programming on WSWN.
See, Brenda, are you on any meds?
Nah. No, man. I am just, you know, sweating it off.
Fucking props to you, dude. I'm gonna, you know, if we had we all haven't talked all day because everybody's busy with work and stuff. So we get on here and poor Brundo's got COVID.
He sure does.
If I had COVID, I would have fucking been like, nope, I'm going to lay in bed like the sack of shit I am. And I'll just watch this on YouTube and then get angry when you do fucking local news for 2 hours.
No, man. Fucking Royal Rumble. I got some thoughts, so I got to get them out.
Oh, you want some local news, Double T?
No. Yeah, I do.
What's happening over there, guys?
It's cold. It's cold out here, HK. People don't know what to do when it gets cold. People are freezing in their cars. People are trying to walk to the store and they're freezing.
When you say cold, what do you hit me with a little temp action?
So when I left to do the farmer's market yesterday, it was -9 degrees out.
Okay, that's not bad.
Was that the real feel? Or was that it? Because it was windy as hell yesterday.
Yesterday morning, it was not as windy by me, but it was felt like -9, excuse me.
-9 is good. That's a good clip.
No, -9 is terrible.
No, I mean, like in the world of cold, that's a good cold. Yeah.
I guess.
We were above freezing today for the first time in like 2 weeks.
Who was?
The beautiful city of Newark.
Not the beautiful city of Morristown.
Well, you live in the fucking woods, that's why.
With the wind, it felt like 11 degrees today.
Sheesh.
Fucking boo-hoo? Like,
I don't know. I don't like the cold. I'm not a fan.
So you're telling me it gets cold in winter?
And HK, he loves this shit.
Nah, he really doesn't. He made that clear last week when it was like 10 below and the Copa Field was like 30 below or...
Yeah, when it gets to like negative 40 and stuff, then it gets a little rough. But I don't mind it. I really don't mind it. I would take if it could be like 50 degrees year round, sold. I'm in. Not a problem.
I'm more of like a 65 year round kind of guy.
Right. But in that range.
You know, like during the day, you don't need a jacket. At night, maybe you throw on a little sweater or something like that.
Some shorts, a couple slides.
All right. Well, let me ask you, are the slides still on in the minus 40 degree weather?
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Really? Do you wear socks?
Start the dirt bike, Junior. What are you fucking saying?
Do you wear socks when it's that cold?
Yeah, man. I wear socks when I go to work. I wear socks. I'm on the treadmill. Got to wear socks. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't love them, but I'll put them on.
Also, listening back to last week's show, HK, you did make it sound like the weather fluctuated, like it went from negative 40 to 80 degrees. Like you made it sound like it went like that in a day, and I think you
not
missed
a day.
I'm just letting you know what I heard when I listened back.
It can go. I have seen it go from like negative 40 to like 38, which is a giant. I mean, that's almost 80 degree turn right there.
It's like a Cesaro big swing.
Big swing, yeah, big swing.
Huge.
Big swing. Huge.
Huge. I'm very excited for tonight. Me and Brendo were the first two here before the show started. We're both very excited to talk about Raw. I have copious amounts of notes. I have factoids. I cannot wait to talk about the Royal Rumble.
You know who else couldn't wait? The man who's once again in front and picks.
Y'all wanted to run it back? Yeet.
Oh, fuck you and your yeet. I hope you get hit by a bus.
Fuck you and your yeet.
Fuck me and my yeet.
Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me.
Yeah. Also, like, you won picks. Punishment could have been no picks.
But yeah, but then I got to hear you three fucking shows going, what are we going to do? We're going to do picks again, aren't we? It's just fun, and the punishments have been good. The puppets ruled last year. Like, you really make me feel guilty.
Wait a fucking second here. Three chodes, Tony? Two chodes I would have accepted. Me?
You wanted to do picks again, didn't you?
If the thing was we're not doing picks. Of course, I think the punishments are always fun, right? But if that was me talking, that was not a good impression. I'll tell you that right now. I could have gone without. I don't mind doing them. I kind of like them.
Well, we should still set some ground rules too. Like, I vote no more TNA pay-per-views, no more AEW pay-per-views.
Yeah, that's good.
No, I'm in for AEW. Get rid of NXT.
No.
NXT can eat a shit, honestly. I don't want to. Yeah. NXT is fucking awful. I would pick JCW if they had pay-per-view.
So Thursday night, Handsome Kevin said, we picking the Rumble? I said, always in for picks. HK said, always in. I have. And it's a little bit of a conversation simulator. Brundo also in.
Definitely says.
Guess who doesn't respond?
Tony.
When was this?
Tony doesn't say anything. Thursday night, 7:30.
Yeah, I had a very long day Thursday. When I go home, 7:30
is very late for Handsome Kevin.
It is.
All right, great. Eat balls.
But 6:30 in the morning, Tony wants to dunk on Jake something, tearing his fucking bicep. That's the first. He doesn't even follow up Friday morning about picks. Just, Jake something fucking tore his bicep. We got to get jobs at AEW so we can get
paid. You're not wrong.
I mean, I'm giving practical, you know, practicalities to the chat. That's all.
And then 2 hours later, Tony comes back. If you guys want to do picks, I guess we can. But are there any suggestions for tweaking it? So you didn't even feel guilty. You want it. I know.
No, I thought about it. Like, that's why I didn't respond. It was an ethical quandary that I was in. You know, like, do we have picks? Do we not have picks? Do I really want to kick their asses again? Like, I don't know.
I think the true Prince of Pro is right. I think deep down, Tony actually loves destroying you guys in picks.
No, it was just picks to me. It's like a lot of effort. It's a lot of soul searching. It's a lot of like research. Yeah. You think I fucking won 6 years in a row just pulling things out of my asshole?
Yeah.
It's important to note that I did not come in last.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I'm just happy about that, man. Just happy.
Well, you had a chance to be 4-0 this week. What the fuck did you do?
I oops that one.
Yeah, and I was a little perturbed by that too. Not that HK went out on a limb. It's the first pay-per-view of the year. You can get risky. Me and Brundo, we picked Bianca Belair. Oh, the fucking gifts we were the mockery.
I think it came out to the fact that I was just laughing way too hard that I didn't even realize that was HK's pick. I was laughing my fucking balls off.
See, I didn't see any of that until midnight, I think. I finished off the Royal Rumble. So I avoided spoilers the whole fucking day until 30 seconds before we started watching. Fucking ESPN has to show who won it. Bitches.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know how much of anything else we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk about the fucking Royal Rumble tonight. Okay, people? So strap in.
I thought we were doing local news. I got some local news pulled up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Did you have what's his name? Produce Pete?
Yeah.
I didn't catch it. I didn't have the TV on early Sunday morning. I'm sure they did a nice tribute to
Pete. No. Do they have any like viewing or a wake or something we could attend?
Yes. Yeah, it's a fucking farmer's market.
Oh, is that what you were doing on Sunday?
Yeah, the spread after the burial was outstanding.
Yeah, it was so fucking cold on Sunday they could do an open casket. Didn't matter.
Jesus.
Produce Pete was frozen. He had a piece of fucking lettuce frozen on his dumb face.
I think you're saying his prick.
No, that's where the bib lettuce goes. Come on, Tony. You're gonna dress a naked man in fucking produce.
I told my son double T going sticking arugula up his wife's ass, and he goes, "What the fuck is wrong with him?"
There's a lot to fat. It's funny because I've been around you and your son for a very long time. Now, like, now he's got questions. But he's got, you know, he's no fucking angel either. He's a little weirdo too, your kid.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with little Tony.
Yeah.
Let's do agree to disagree there, HK.
All right.
Go ahead. Local news. I'm sorry.
Oh, trains, quote, noticeably quiet, end quote, day after ICE arrests in Hoboken in Jersey City. So if you're taking the path, you'll have a little more elbow room.
I
don't know. It was the first thing that came up when I put in local news.
God, you should vet the local news.
Speaking of vet, there was a Veta on fucking JCW this week. We'll talk about her too.
You don't like Veda?
No, not at all.
Nope.
And you shouldn't either. She fucked with you when you interviewed her.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I was
shortest interview ever, right?
Let me ask you, HK. Not to be a nosy Nelly, but the toothpick that's there to help you with the vaping.
Yeah, so I've been off nicotine since Thanksgiving. Haven't had any nicotine whatsoever. What I do have is I have these. It's like a vitamin gimmick, right? So I can take a blast off of this vitamin gimmick if I want. And I got another air thing, but I'm trying to not do those so much now either. So I got the toothpick. Yeah, that was your recommendation, Tony.
I was gonna say that's what I used when I quit smoking, and it came in handy. It was a lifesaver, really.
Yeah, no, it works great, man. It works great. So like now I'm only, I hit that those goddamn, you know, those non-nicotine hit gimmicks when I'm driving. That's still, driving's still a tough one. I'm sure it was for you when you quit smoking, but yeah, love this toothpick. Yeah.
No, I like it, dude. Progress. Love it.
Yeah. How many children have to suffer?
As many as it takes, motherfucker. As many as it takes.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck the kids.
Yeah.
No.
Don't like, no. Not like that, no.
Throw them on the back.
God damn it. It's like seeing Beetlejuice three times. Fuck the kids. Fuck the kids.
No, no, no. Take it easy. I'm going to be giving them the zoomies.
I'm going to snack on some Zoom offs later. Hey, is your cat, Double T, is the cat still stuck on the Zoom offs? Or are you weaned her off?
So much, man. No, I can't. It's like she hears the bag crinkle and she's just there.
Oh, man.
You're talking about the whole bag? Or
yeah, that's what I was going to say. When I crinkle my bag, they all come running.
Hurts the bag of Cheez-Its.
We know, fucking Captain Obvious.
Well, you got to go like in a dark direction. Like, I would like fornicate with my cat.
Nobody suggested anything like that.
You definitely, the two of you on the bottom of the screen, 100%.
No. We said the cat presents to you. We didn't say you were fornicating with the cat.
True.
What goes through your dirty, perverted mind is of your own volition.
Fucking two freaks are thinking about.
It's like Cartman's cat in Heat. No, kitty, this is my Cheez-Its.
Steve Jordan with some local news as well. ICE arrested six men.
Stop with the fucking ICE. Oh, God. What are we doing?
Welcome back, Steve. Steve was joining us last week, too.
Yeah, Steve was great last week.
Picking up where we left off.
No more local news. The local news segment is done. We're not doing sports. We're not doing weathers on the ones. All right.
Hey, it's 7:17. It's time for traffic on the sun.
We're talking about the motherfucking Royal Rumble.
Why?
Goddamn fucking Slave Stadium USA over there.
Oh, yeah, really?
Wait, that really? Wasn't in this. That wasn't wrong. The States.
You don't think they fucking, you think they fucking paid those people to build that fucking stadium?
I give a shit.
We need 3 weeks for this done or I'm going to fucking murder your family. They got it done.
Wow.
What?
I don't know. It's kind of harsh.
You think, is it kind of harsh, Tony? They make all the fucking girls dress up in fucking bodysuits.
So what was wrong with that?
Oh, guess what? You want to know what? The reports today are the people that didn't come in for the Women's Royal Rumble because Saudi Arabian people don't respect women, so they decided to stay outside and do the outside activities until the Women's Rumble was over. That's a report today. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're going to do it, aren't you?
I wouldn't want to watch it either. Actually, I'll give you one takeaway. Rhea Ripley, in her outfit, it worked.
Yes.
If she actually wrestled like that periodically, no issue with it.
Well, they go to Saudi a couple of times a year, so she does wrestle like that periodically.
No, but what I mean is, like, if she showed up on Raw wearing that same outfit, like, fit right in with her gimmick. It was, like, perfect.
True. Did you see Charlotte's outfit hurt somebody?
No, what was this?
Roxanne Perez showed off a nice cut on her face from Charlotte's pointy little outfit.
Pointy little outfit, huh?
The first thing I saw when she came out and did that, I was like, this thing's gonna hurt somebody. Go figure it did.
I think we're all big fans of the afternoon Royal Rumble.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
Yeah, a little weird. I don't know how I feel about watching the wrestling with the sun up. It doesn't feel, I don't know. I'm just so used to the Sunday night pay-per-views. Even the Saturday night ones fuck me up. So, great. 2 o'clock start. We're going to open with the Women's Royal Rumble. Out comes Charlotte. I said to the people I was watching with, Alexa Bliss is number two.
That's exactly what I said watching it on my TV.
And boy, was it like watching Tony's AEW, because they got to be friends because they're not going to fight for the chance to go to fucking WrestleMania and main event. No, they're going to tease, but they got to be friends. This fucking sucked. I no. already knew.
Hard disagree.
It was garbage. Nope. It was hot garbage, Tony.
Hard disagree.
Fucking terrible. They came out. I had flashbacks. I was like, all right, cool. This could be like Demolition. A great fucking start to a Royal Rumble. Instead, it's them playing fucking footsie together, making hearts. Instead of trying to win a chance to wrestle for the world title at WrestleMania. Fucking HK. Eat a shit.
HK, you got me, right?
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Yep.
Please, the floor is yours.
You want to take this, HK?
You go ahead. You take the lead, Tony. I'm behind you.
Well, two reasons why they did what they did. Number one, they are best friends. But number two, more importantly, save your energy for that 90 seconds. Double team everybody as they come in the ring. And when it comes down to the two of you being left, then you battle it out to decide who goes to WrestleMania.
Yeah. And beyond that, it is something different than we've seen before. If they did the same thing that, like, Bruno said, like, oh, I was expecting to be just like Demolition. It's like, oh, they fucking did the Demolition thing.
It was 38 years ago.
They already did this Demolition thing. We've already seen the Demolition
thing. Nobody's going to remember that.
This was an original start.
No problem with this whatsoever.
None.
Fucking devalue the chance to go to the fucking main event at WrestleMania instead of
jealous because you weren't making heartsies with them.
Yeah. Look, I drew that bitch's what fucking number, that Charlotte Flair. I drew number one in the Rumble. That fucking useless bitch had fucking two eliminations. She was in there for an hour. What's the point of putting her out there for an hour? She's not going to eliminate anyone.
She eliminated Alexa.
Yeah, which apparently was not supposed to happen.
Awesome. She's a bitch.
Here's another problem I had with the two. I just got to get these on. I have a whole list here. So,
what was that? The train was coming through. Two.
Yeah. I got to sneeze.
No, Skinner was in the fucking Rumble.
Oh, two. Come on, two.
We're going
to Saudi, two. Come on.
At least four women in the match pointed at the fucking WrestleMania sign.
Because it's important. They want to go to WrestleMania.
Not important. It's not important if everybody does it.
Because they all want to go to WrestleMania.
Fucking Kiana James is pointing at the fucking WrestleMania sign. We know she's not winning.
She looked fucking great, though.
I couldn't tell which broad was laying around for 30 minutes. I don't know.
Charlotte.
All they fucking do is lay around in the ring.
And it's not just the women's match, but there was blatantly at one point, like, you could see two broads off to the back left corner of the ring, like, crawling and looking at each other and talking to each other. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing?
How does Tiffany Stratton come out at number 30? And when she gets in the ring, there's 16 women in the ring. Half of the field is still in the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
And the Royal Rumble went on for another 13 minutes.
13 minutes, the hell you say?
No fucking way.
Fucking horrendous. So it was so dense. You couldn't tell who anybody fucking was. They all looked the goddamn same.
You can tell who Nia Jax was.
She wasn't there at that point, was she?
Oh, no. You mean at the end, yeah.
No, you know who I always saw in the ring and I fucking loved it? Grimace. Who is the big bitch wearing the
Lash
purple
legend.
Outfit?
Lash legend.
Oh, Lash my God, dude. She's like, she could be one of my new favorites. Just watching her in the ring, just fucking beating people up, licking her fucking teeth and everything, looking around. I was like, this, she's fucking amazing.
She looked like, or not she looked like, she had the most eliminations, too. So they got plans for her, I think.
Oh, she's amazing. She's amazing.
I hope they have plans for her.
Lash legend.
Unfortunately, she's stuck with Nia Jax. But
she'll they'll break up. Don't worry. Somebody in a hood will come out and hit one.
Don't get me. We're not even there yet, Tony. Don't get me fucking started.
All right, I'm so glad Steve Jordan is joining us tonight. It might have been a bra and panty match with 30 chicks in the ring. Like, that would be amazing. I would have signed that for homework every month.
Also, I know, like, Saudi is, like, super, like, not respective of women. The fact that Nia Jax is throwing crotch chops. I was like, is that a... Should she be doing that?
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm all for it. I'm not the one that's to get on a plane and fly to fucking Philadelphia for Raw. If you recall what happened a couple years ago on the runway in Saudi with the WWE plane.
Yeah, Brock said, fuck this. I got my own plane. It must be so great to have that kind of fuck you money where you can just like waltz out of Saudi Arabia on a private jet and leave everybody else behind. Two he was flipping him off out the window as he fucking flew away.
Probably not out the window, but
too much going to the top rope too in the women's match. Like every woman came in and climbed to the top rope. It look, if Sol Ruka does it, like that's her thing, right? She's athletic, yeah. She's acrobatic, she's a high flyer. Every girl has to do it. And I'm screaming, just push her off the fucking top rope. Make it make sense. If you're in, like, me and Tony were talking last night, like, they all pair up, right? These two women got to go over here. These two women, it's why we don't have to pair up. Just fucking do something instead of laying on the ground. Like, three or four people just fucking mush somebody in the corner, throw a couple punches, a couple kicks. Do something instead of laying on the ground, or two of you, you know, Tony said he watched a girl crawl over and talk to the other girl while there was like a down spot. It's a fucking, it's just too, there's just too much and none of it makes sense. To me.
I'm like, once there's more than four people in the ring, you got to cut it out with the fucking, with the high spots, with everybody bouncing off the ropes and shit. It's like, it's too much. Way too much. Like, if you can't get creative in a battle royal, like doing battle royal things, like, I don't know what to tell you.
Why
is we got a big return? The pop of the night.
Also, why is Julia in a fucking tag team? She's the U.S. champion. Why is she in a fucking makeshift tag team?
She's been with Kiana James for months now. Kiana James was like her publicist or something like that, or something like that. It's not like they just got back together.
Why does everybody have to be in a fucking? We went from having no women's tag teams to now everybody Bailey's with Lyra. The fucking Bree is back, so now Bree and Nikki are a team on Raw. EO and fucking Rhea Ripley. Yeah, let's do fucking this in the middle of the Royal Rumble. When there's fucking 15 people in the ring. I hate everything about the WWE. Hate it. Will None of it makes sense. What?
I said Willow Nightingale says hi, by the way.
We're not talking about AEW, Tony.
Point.
When we get there, because I have shit to complain about with AEW, too. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. What do you want?
What do I want?
Chelsea Green is fucking amazing too.
She's awesome.
Yes,
Michael PSA doesn't see her as a top tier performer though. If you watch that shitty fucking show on Netflix,
well, I don't think Chelsea Green should be world champion.
I think Chelsea Green could be a main eventer. Does she have to be world champion? No.
Yeah, I could see that. Give her a push periodically, like get her all the way up. Yeah, I could see that. But she's perfect where she is right now.
On Twitter today, she sent out a tweet saying, hey, you know, NXT, I heard you got an opening for a general manager. And seeing her as a general manager would be fucking great.
I like watching her in the ring. I love watching her.
I love watching her in the ring, too. But, you know, she could do that on SmackDown and make NXT watchable again.
I don't know. Anything else about the Women's Rumble, aside from my girl Liv winning?
I think the Soul Snatcher is an unbelievable move. But if you do it three times in the Rumble, one time on the apron, doesn't make sense. You're down to the final three. Why would you put yourself in a position to be thrown out and purposely leave your own feet, leave the ground? Doesn't make sense.
Cool, man. It looks cool. I'm a Soul Snatcher.
It's just fucking stupid.
That move sucks anyway. That move is so counterintuitive to everything.
Thank you, Tony.
It really is.
I don't like it.
I love Sol Ruka. I think she's fantastic. I think she's a stud. She's done since she came on the scene, but I can't stand that move. I actually rewatched the Women's Rumble just to see, because something felt off while I was watching it the first time. And I think it was just the fact that everybody was in like fucking bodysuits. Things just kind of started to blend together for me. It wasn't as bad on the rewatch as it was on the initial watch. There was obviously still some things that just point out were just bad. But you could, like, comparison to other women's Royal Rumbles, I don't think it was worse than any other ones. I really don't.
I will take your word for it, because I can't remember any other women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of like and watching it the first time, like, things just kind of started to blend. It was there. You know what I mean? Things kind of blended together, and I figured it was because nobody was in their fucking ring gear. You know what I mean? Like, they're what you're used to seeing them in. Like, there's that part of it that kind of threw the watching of the Rumble off itself. So, like I said, the rewatch wasn't as bad as the initial watch, but it wasn't horrible. The same bullshit that we get mad about in other women's rumbles, you know, the crawling to the person talking, the fucking, there was a spot with god, what's her name, what's her fucking name, nobody gives a shit about her. Gargano's
Candice LeRae. Yeah.
She had this weird fucking spot where she waited, and it was just bad. But no, on the rewatch, I actually really didn't mind it nearly as much.
I don't think our pick for Bianca was a bad. I think we were thinking outside the box. A little disappointed, no Bianca, but I'm okay with Liv winning. Here's what really bothered me. She wins. She eliminates Raquel Rodriguez. It's clear as day. They have a thing where Raquel is clearly upset with Liv. WWE posts later in the night Liv, Roxanne, and Raquel Rodriguez FaceTiming Dom to tell Dom that she won the Royal Rumble. Is there no continuity here? Why would Raquel Rodriguez want to be there?
Hold on. Was there footage of the call or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, did Raquel look pissed off while they were making the call? All right, that's a problem. That's a big
no. Problem. She would. They were smiling. They were all happy.
Wait, it women really, are allowed to have phones in Saudi Arabia?
I guess. It just really, like, it's little shit like that. Like, if Liv and Roxel make the call, and Roxel. Dom's like
Roxel, yeah.
Liv and Roxanne make the call, and Dom's like, "Where's Raquel?"
And Liv's and everyone's like, who gives a shit?
She's a little mad at me because I eliminated her. Like, but no, like, they've been teasing this fucking Judgment Day breakup forever. If it's not Finn and Dom, it's Roxanne and Liv. There's just no continuity to the stories they're telling.
And think how many people have come and go from Judgment Day where it feels like they break up all the time.
How many people have come and gone? Just Edge, Damian, and Rhea, right?
Is that really
Carlito? Was he
Carlito? Oh, yeah, Carlito. You could call
AJ, was AJ Styles a part of that at one point?
No.
Okay.
But I mean, that's four people right there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Carlito was in Judgment Day and the LWO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That fucker got around.
Faction slut.
Really is.
Let's see what Wikipedia says. Edge, Damian Priest, Rhea Ripley, Carlito. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't know. And it's like everything, they have to make everything, like WWE has to make everything has to be like a viral moment. We need a viral moment. We need our WrestleMania moment. Like, just please, for
that's
the love
how the
of
world is now, dude. It's all, instead of WrestleMania moments, it's viral moments. Anything to get that social media ticking, bro.
It just doesn't seem organic.
Okay.
Right. For me. Which is why I don't like people are like, oh, the Unreal show is a lot of fun. Like, they're going to start doing things now on TV that is going to be a storyline for Unreal. I don't know. I'm not into it. I'm not into the Michael P.S. Hayes sounds like a complete idiot. Road Dogg sounds like a complete idiot. They got all these fucking people in a room with a giant whiteboard. Nobody knows what the fuck they're doing. Have you guys watched any of this Unreal?
No, I have. I have. And I don't think that it's necessarily fair to take like portions and snippets of conversations that they put into a show and go, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. You know what I mean? Like guys like Road Dogg and Doc Hendricks know way the fuck more.
Doc Hendricks does not know what he's doing in 2026.
We don't, but you're only privy to the little snippets that they're putting out there. You're not privy to the whole conversation.
I don't think he knows what he's doing.
He strikes me as a guy that's probably trying to do shit that worked years ago and doesn't work anymore. He's George Scott when George Scott came to the NWA. In 1989 instead of
who the fuck's George Scott?
He was the guy that didn't promote Ricky Steamboat and Ric Flair on pay-per-view because he thought it would take away from the house shows. George and got Scott. Fired right after that. Yeah.
He was a booker.
Famous booker for the NWA.
He ended up in WWF too.
Yeah, yeah. He was booking when I think when Hogan got there.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, I got a complete blank on that.
Let's see. George Scott died in 2014. Did the NWA, was a wrestler, Stampede, WWF 83. He was in the WWF. He promoted WrestleManias 1 and 2. He was involved in the planning of those Saturday Night's Main Event, the big event. He was there until 86.
Complete blank. Yeah, what do you do?
Exactly. What do you do? So Liv wins the Women's Rumble. Point for Tony. Point for Handsome Kevin. Me and Brundo take an L, get it out of the way nice and early. Yep. Thoughts on Gunther, AJ Styles?
I really liked it.
Yeah, no complaints for me.
Good match. I actually wish that he wouldn't have lost here. Like I picked Gunther and I enjoyed the match, but I really thought or hoped, I guess, can't even say thought. I hoped that they would have played it out a little bit longer, like we were talking about last week. That's my only complaint, and that's a selfish complaint, and how I would have liked to see it play out.
You think it's like serendipitous that like he debuted 10 years ago and he retired at the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't leave his gloves.
Yeah, cool.
So we don't know. Is he really retired?
If you were going to put AJ Styles in a mask and bring him back to feud with Gunther, like Yellow Dog or Texas Red, what kind of fun name per plus man?
I call him J.A. Style.
J.A. I'd make him put on about 300 pounds and call him OB City.
Woof.
Wow. How about the watermelon heads who think he's going to show up in AEW?
I mean, he could, realistically. Can he not?
I mean, sure. John Cena could, too, I guess.
Yeah, could. Yeah, we'll see.
J.J. Rowe could.
He might. He might get injured pretty quick, though.
What, are there gym teachers for him to wrestle on the roster?
Always.
You know, I don't know if we covered it. Abrahante's left AEW as well.
I feel like he left a while ago.
No, yeah. I think it was a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
I thought he had that steady gig on the shopping network.
Yeah, QVC, of course.
Yeah.
He's like the Roman Reigns of QVC. Like, whenever he shows up, it's like a big deal. He's not there all the time, but, like, everybody loves him.
Drew, Sami Zayn.
I don't remember a thing from this match. I think it was solid, though.
That's all right. Sami Zayn lost. Big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But you thought he should have won?
Who?
Like, dude, this is Sami finishing the story? Fuck him.
No. Man. I did not think that at all.
Suck off. Eat balls, whatever Brundle says.
Eat balls.
Yes. Rape night.
Really?
I say that after the show.
Yeah. Take it easy there, Buck.
The men's Royal Rumble. So there was a little snafu on I guess SmackDown took place Friday night over in Saudi Arabia, and it aired live in the foreign nations. During one of the tag matches, they accidentally put up the crawler that said Royal Rumble entrant number one, Bron Breakker. And well, once things go out into the universe, they can either ride it out or change it. And they did something on the pre-show where Adam Pearce had changed Bron Breakker to number two, and Paul Heyman came out and was screaming at him. So I don't know if you guys saw that, but that was why they made that change. They kind of spoiled that Bron was going to be number one. So we get Obafemi and I don't know if you guys know Mings Mullet on Twitter. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah. He said this dude is a real menace coming to the ring with a necklace made out of munchkins, and I couldn't unsee it because his thing does look like a bunch of munchkins from Dunkin' Donuts.
It sure shit does. Yeah, I saw that. That was fantastic.
So here comes Bron Breakker at number two, and here comes another masked figure. I just can't.
Why?
Because they just did this 8 weeks ago.
And?
I think they did it less than 8 weeks ago. Didn't they do it with Jacob Fatu?
They did.
And?
Would it be less egregious if they didn't do it with Fatu because it, you know, it sticks with the mask figure with the vision and everything? So I feel like if they didn't do it with Fatu, it would have been a little better.
I don't know. I'm just like, because whoever it's, is it Seth Rollins? Is it David Finlay? Is it fucking Logan Paul's brother? Is it Chris Jericho, right?
That guy moved way too fast for Chris Jericho.
Yeah, it's not. And that's another thing I'm going to get into about the we want Chris Jericho bullshit. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Evil. Yeah, good job, Abram Bump. It's evil. Like, I don't know. They're just, it's like AEW turning off the lights. Like, if you do it every 4 weeks, if you name a show, a special show every, it just doesn't, it's just another fucking show. Like, this is just, they just did this. For me, I'm like, I already saw this. Are they going to let somebody unmask this masked guy, or is he going to unmask himself in the crowd too, like fucking Gilbert did? Because that's what Austin Theory looks like in his fucking guilt. Why did he drop all his muscle? Where is his muscle mass? He used to be a brick shit house.
Now he's a shit house?
He looks like Gilbert.
It looks like Daniel Garcia.
You look very intense over there, HK. Are you looking something up, or are you looking at the screen?
Oh, he's frozen. There it is.
All right, we just got a text. They'll be back. Tony, you don't care? Am I over-exaggerating here?
No. I mean, it is getting kind of redundant, but yeah, it sucks. It's stupid, but I'm... It's what WWE does now. You think it's like Road Dogg just wants to put this in every fucking situation possible?
I don't know. You just, it's the more I'm like watching like older stuff, like the more the new, like this, like 2025, 26 wrestling, like annoys the shit out of me.
I don't know. I watched 98 Rumble, and that, there were a lot of things in that one that annoyed the shit out of me too. They're not all winners.
HK's back.
HK, oh, can you hear us?
Apron bump. My guy, Kyle. HK, can you hear us?
I don't think he can.
If he comes back on with a mask on as a hooded figure, I'm out.
Why? That would be genius.
No.
He's moving.
You okay, buddy? Can you hear us? He's back. You're back. You're good.
Uh-oh.
No, he moved. He moved.
I'm here. Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck happened. I just, like, my whole computer just fucking shut off. So, but I'm back. I'm cool.
Okay. Because you were like, when you froze, you were like intensely looking into the camera. So I thought you were like going to like blast me with something, but then you just were gone.
No. It was weird. It looked like the screen, like it like went almost gray and then just shut down. I hit the power and the computer just shut off. So I had to power back on, but I'm here. I'm good.
I love that you're back with us. Thoughts on the hooded figure, masked man, whatever we're calling him.
It's a little much. It's a little much. Like I don't like that they went this way with what it is. I'm still interested to see how it plays out, but it does like it. I get torn, right? Because I get mad because we're doing this again. Right.
Right.
At the same time, like if you want him to be a mystery, there's only so many different ways you can go about him being a mystery. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you going to put him in a fucking lucha mask, or, you know what I mean? Like, where, what do you do with it if you want it to be a surprise that way? So it's tough. Like, I don't like that they did it. I'm still intrigued to find out what it is and how do you move past, like, we want a mysterious figure to jump Bron Breakker. How do you do that without him being a fucking hooded guy? You know what I mean? Like, are you going to dress him up as fucking Green Man? You know, and that's where I get kind of torn. Like, how do you, if you're not going to do it that way, how do you do it? Like, that's the other way to go around.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something I think, like, I don't think they think about that.
Yeah. I mean, very possible. Very like, possible.
Let's put the hood on somebody at Survivor Series. Let's put the hood on somebody at SmackDown. Let's put the hood on somebody at the Rumble. Let's put the hood on somebody at WrestleMania. It's like every couple weeks.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, I guess you could have had, like, I don't know, a fucking camel in the back and had a hooded guy on a camel come by and smoke Bron Breakker on the way to the ring. You know what, dude, I mean?
Like, you could have put anyone in the La Parka outfit. Had him jump Bron Breakker dressed as a parka and then go to the back and find the whatever rando La Parka was in the Royal Rumble laying there without his mask on.
Is that me? Am I on?
I don't know. You could have got creative with it. Also, I don't know why La Parka and fucking Iguana were in the Royal Rumble.
Mr. Iguana, why would you not put him in the Rumble?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you put Finn Balor in there? Carmelo Hayes.
Because they all suck.
Dom Mysterio, your IC and your US champions. Don't tell me because he's hurt, because he's supposed to be back on Raw tonight. I don't know.
Maybe it could have been travel issues.
Mr. Iguana.
Yeah, I'm done with him.
I think I'm in on Iguana. I think it's dumb enough I like it now.
Okay.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think he's like Joe. He's going to be like Joe Hendry, where it's like, okay, here's the cool thing he does. Here's the puppet. And it's just,
they're well, never yeah, he's a on that. Fucking iguana. What are you going to do with him? Golly, they're never going to build. Iguana's never going to be champ. He's never going to get a blood feud. This is never going to happen for Iguana.
Then it gets old quick.
You could make it a blood feud. What if somebody makes iguana burgers?
There you go.
I also don't watch the WWE Triple A show, so I don't know what his role is on that program.
It's just a fun character. That's all it is. It's just a fun character, man.
Also, a little they made no effort to explain to people that this is not the original La Parka.
You should have saw the dipshits on Twitter. Oh, WWE with another. We've never seen La Parka. You fucking idiots. You fucking idiots. Golly.
I did get a kick out of the original El Grande Americano coming back.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Did you see the fucking. I'd sent you guys the picture.
Tropical?
Yeah, me and Tropical are going back and forth, and Americano comes out, and I texted him right away. I was like, chance they bring back the other Gable as the other Americano, whatever it is, and it happened the next entrance. I was like, ha, 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 ha. I love that Americana shit. His Gable's Americano music far superior to Ludwig's.
It's and I'm not gonna I'm not gonna play the game, but I do want to ask you guys, right? Because I saw something that infuriated me in the Inconclusive Breakdown Facebook group. Somebody had posted the clip of Royce Keyes, formerly known as Will Hobbs, being in the Rumble, saying Tony Khan fumbled. You're an idiot, first of all. But is the WWE fumbling with Rusev? Like, they bring him back, and he's not on Raw. He's not on SmackDown. Like, he was in the Rumble for 32 seconds.
He sucks.
The last time he was on was the Cena tournament.
Right, and I think he's like a main player on Main Event.
Rusev Day!
That's still a show.
I think it's the same, like, the same shit, though. Like, where what are you going to do with him? You know what I mean? Like, there's so much on the roster right now. What do you get? We want them to build new stars, right? That's what we want. We want people right. to elevate. Yep. But then you bring back a Rusev, who's a known commodity, and then he just kind of falls into wherever he falls into, and then it sometimes ends up being obscurity. I really think they should have brought him back as the Rusev Day. I think that would have been huge. But
yeah, it probably would have been huge.
Talented kid. You know what I mean? Talented guy. Where does he fall in? Because he's not a world champion. He's a U.S. champion, right? That'd be another right, spot sure. for him to hang out for a little bit. But then he had that in his original run. So how long does he hang out there before? Like, where's his value? Maybe it's backstage. We don't know that. But
I really don't. I don't know. Like, both companies, it's not just a AEW thingy. Like WWE, AEW. That's like they're collecting baseball cards.
Yeah.
Right. And you would think like the WWE umbrella is way wider, right? They have WWE, they have NXT, they are doing stuff with TNA, they have this AAA show. Like, you think they'd be able to maybe like spread them out a little more? Because NXT needs a ton of help.
Yeah.
That brand cannot survive on the back of Ricky Saints and Ethan Page. Right, Oba relinquished the title. He's on the main roster. Trick is gone. I don't even know. I can't tell you the last time I watched.
They couldn't fucking have somebody or like push somebody to the next level, having them beat Oba Femi. He has to fucking relinquish the title. Fuck that, man.
They did the same thing with Asuka.
So bad. Yeah.
Right when she was undefeated, it was long and she then, just too. Gave up the title.
Yep.
The True Prince of Pro is our. He's like the AAA guy now. He loves AAA, WWE. Mr. Guana is part of a love triangle story with La Hedera and Lola Vice. And La Parca is kind of a top guy in AAA. He just qualified for the Rey de Reyes four-way match on March 14th.
Parca's a hell of a talent over there.
But
I saw he was on a NXT pay-per-view a couple of months ago. He impressed. So.
He seems like the best version so far. I mean, athletically, seems like the most athletic La Parca.
La Parca?
Yeah.
But can this guy cook like the original LA Park?
And then the original La Parca is dead, right?
No, La Parca Junior, the second one is dead. The original is LA Park. He's still farting around in Mexico.
Still making chorizos for the pendejos.
And I think that's all great, what the True Prince, but like, is WWE assuming every WWE fan is consuming AAA? Like, the casual wrestling fan that maybe watches a Raw here and there, like, maybe they're going to know some of the big names. Maybe they know, like, your Bron Breakers and your Matt Cardonas and your Damian Priest, but do they know, like, Mr. Iguana and La Parca?
They should.
Should they? When I was a kid and fucking Doug Gilbert was in the Royal Rumble, I was like, who the fuck is this
guy? Well, Stevie Ray also said, who the fuck is Doug Gilbert?
Oh, we're going to get to that. The things to cover in this episode are three things. Royal Rumble, Stevie Ray, and homework.
By the way, you brought up another guy that they brought back just recently too, Matt Cardona. He was in the Rumble for what, 15 seconds?
55. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, fuck him too. Hey, F and Ronnie's joining us. What's up,
Ronnie? So, like, Will Hobbs came back. Like, I think it's cool that he made his debut with the Rumble. No reaction.
No.
Well, nobody knows who he is.
No.
Because nobody watches AEW.
Actually, AEW TV is not available in Saudi.
Okay. So, I mean, I know who Brie Bella was.
She hasn't been on AEW.
Yeah, you know who Brie is. You know who she's married to.
So she does that mean that D-Bry is coming back?
I don't know. I
doubt it. I can't see that.
Why not?
Would you come back to this fucking fiasco?
Fuck yeah.
Great to see LA Knight back.
Yeah.
All right. I gotta. Also, I missed this. I went to my buddy's house and we were behind. We had to wait for people because people are not punctual. So I also avoided. It drives me nuts too, HK. I fucking hate it.
Yep.
So we were behind on we were probably like 10 minutes behind. So we fast forwarded through commercials and shit. I missed it. Was this 90 second intervals or 2 minutes?
Yep.
90. I missed that as well.
Okay. Because they were coming fast. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh yeah.
This fucking Jey Uso. This motherfucker.
Dude. You're gonna give yourself a fucking aneurysm.
It's fucking so fucking stupid.
That's all Jey Uso is.
I agree, but it's the Royal Rumble. Can we have a little bit of sense of urgency here? And then they gotta play his fucking music again. Go fuck yourself, Bruce Pritchard, and whoever else is back at the WWE deciding this is a good idea. And then Roman Reigns comes out, and they're going to do hand gestures, and they're going to dance, and they play the fucking music again. I was so happy when Roman Reigns punched him. But, boy, before he punched him and the music came on, I dropped a big no-no in front of a lot of people who didn't know it was coming. I may have said I hate these two, but I was so fucking annoyed by this. So annoyed. It's double cheated on top of the cage at the Survivor Series. Why?
It was fucking stupid. It would have made sense if, let's say, like, there's one or two people in the ring. Jey Uso comes out, throws him out, runs it back. Fine. There's nobody in the ring. The fact that the ring is full of like six or seven people and he's playing around instead of once again not trying to win and go to Royal Rumble, fuck him. Hated it. When he jumped on the ropes, I was like, come on, Roman, push him. Please, please, please. And he fucking didn't.
Nobody pushed him out of the ring. I'd rather watch a fucking live beheading than a Jey Uso intro.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I think that's awful. Local news over there.
Awful, and Rikishi was upset that Jey didn't win the Rumble. Shut up.
Yeah, I've had it with that fucking slob.
By the time he got to the ring, all the time was gone. He got to the ring, and then it was Roman. And he takes forever to get to the ring, too. Why do they have to take forever to get to the fucking ring?
Somebody asked, too, if there was a rule, like, if you don't make it to the ring in the allowed time, like if the next person goes off, are you eliminated? Because I feel like I heard that once.
Yeah, Royal Rumble to Royal Rumble, they always fucking tweak the rules to however they want the story to play out. But I forget what Rumble it was, but there is a Rumble where they said that you have to get into the ring before the guy behind you gets to the ring. Otherwise, you're not in. I don't think there's an official fucking rule book on this shit. But I do want to say, Double T, I agree. Fuck Jey Uso. Fuck this run in the back bullshit. Fuck. Just fucking horrible, miserable. Hate it. Now, take your time getting to the ring, right? Why run down into the bullshit? Take your time. But this whole, like, this is me, this is me, this is me, everybody do this, get in the ring. Oh, no, fuck off. I hate it. I fucking hate it.
Thank you, HK.
I'm with you, man.
Thank you, HK. I also, man, I had a really bad feeling that Cody Rhodes was going to win the Rumble. Like, he had, like, put it over on SmackDown. Like, I need this. I need to win the third Rumble. And then he came out at, like, 11, and I was like, oh, that's, like, this might be one of those weird, like, things where he's got to win his third. And, like, no one's ever won from 11, so we can add that to the video package next year. Bless Drew McIntyre's soul.
Caught me off guard.
Yeah. Yeah. That was well played. Well played. I would have preferred if Jacob had eliminated Cody, but I know they're really pushing this three-way thing that they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
So.
The tush.
Yeah, but, you know, it's Gunther comes out of 30. He's fucking limping like he thinks he's Bret Hart in 94. Like,
he's selling, you fucking chode. He just went to war with AJ Styles and forced AJ Styles to fucking go into retirement. Give the guy
AJ
a break.
Kept putting the calf crusher on him.
Yeah.
And it comes down to Gunther and Roman. And Roman wins.
Fine. Yeah.
Roman wins again.
Again. It was only the second time. You make it sound like again, like he's won like the five of the past six
Tony,
years. He's picking pay-per-views or something.
Tony, do you know how many times Roman Reigns has main evented WrestleMania?
Yeah, 10.
9? 10? Yeah.
If he main events 42, it'll make 11 years.
Okay. How many did the Hulkster main event, brother? Easily 8.
8.
Easily 8. What?
8.
Eight, yeah.
He main evented 1, 2, and 3, and then like 5 through 9.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And he should have fucking main evented 17 as well.
Okay. Also, though, like 19?
He was involved in the main event of 4 also.
Yes.
Yeah, but he didn't wrestle. I mean, he wasn't.
No, he didn't, but he was out there. So.
What do you have against Roman Reigns, bro?
I'm tired of the same people being in the fucking main event. We are so far beyond the fact that these guys draw, right? It's not the 80s and the 90s anymore, right? There's no like so-and-so drew a house. The WWE brand sells itself. WrestleMania tickets for Vegas sell before they even announce a match.
Okay, so does that mean then like, I don't know, fucking Obafemi should have won and went to WrestleMania for a championship?
You know what? Do something fucking different.
No, nobody's going to give a shit.
Nobody gives a shit
now.
What
if Powerhouse Hobbs won? Would you be happy?
No, that's a terrible decision.
How about the fact that it's Roman and Punk? I know they did the three-way last year, but if it ends up becoming that, I mean, I don't think they've ever had a singles match. And if they did, maybe it was back in the Shield days.
Yeah, they got beef. They don't really trust each other.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like that's a little fresher.
Yeah.
If it's just the two of them.
Brundle likes fresh.
That's right.
the top of the WWE hierarchy is always the same guys. And there's no new blood there. And people are like, oh, Chris Jericho's going to come back. Chris Jericho's fucking 55 years old. What can a 55-year-old Chris Jericho bring to the table if he's not losing to the likes of Obafemi, Austin Theory, Javon Evans, and Bron Breakker? I don't want a fucking Chris Jericho-Seth Rollins feud. Who wants that? He's 55 fucking years old.
I would love to see Jericho and Seth Rollins go at it.
You know how many people are like major players in the WWE that are under 40 years old?
4?
Yeah.
Probably all broads too.
No, I didn't even do the women.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob's 33. Jacob's 33. Logan Paul's 30. Austin Theory's 28. Javon Evans is 21. Even on NXT, they're old as shit.
Come on, Javon Evans. Give me Dominic Mysterio, bro. Come on.
Okay, Dom, he's been off my TV for 2 months. I completely forgot to look
up. What about Damian Priest? He's not 40.
Damian Priest is fucking 43 years old.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sami Zayn's 41. Damian Priest, 43. Rey Mysterio, 51. LA Knight, 43. Brock Lesnar, 48. The Miz and Randy Orton, both 45. Punk is 47. Owens is 41. Finn Balor, 44. Cody, 40. Jey Uso, 40. Roman, 40. Drew McIntyre, 40.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
They're just old.
Yeah. You're old too.
Yeah, but I'm not on the top of the wrestling show.
Yes, you are. We're the Shining fucking Wizards.
Hey, you and Brenda Flyer on top.
Yeah. And I'm on the bottom as usual.
Like, I don't give a shit about like the Roman Reigns, Rock, like that people wanted in Saudi. Like that does nothing for me.
You know,
Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre did nothing for me at the Royal Rumble. It was a quick thrown together bullshit match because the Saturday night's main event, they had a fucking tournament. There's no story there. There's nothing I can sink my teeth into. What, because he's Muslim? They send him over to Saudi Arabia? They tried to shoehorn that into the story too. Michael Cole brought it up. Like, give me something to fucking care about.
I'm gonna shout out True Prince of Pro here. They gave you something different last year with Jey Uso winning the Rumble and fighting Gunther, and people shit all over it. So they went back to what they know and trust, and that's Roman. Great point.
It is a good point.
Yeah.
Thank you, MP.
I don't because like it, look, but it's Jey a great Uso's point.
Not a singles guy, though.
He's not.
Bro, great surprise by having him win.
I think Double T's complaining just to complain at this point.
No, I'm not.
I think that there's some fair in what Double T's gripes are. There absolutely is. At the same time, like, I was not disappointed in the men's Rumble. It wasn't what I wanted, but I wasn't disappointed. They threw me for some curveballs, like the Drew thing caught me off guard. Right.
That was awesome. I fucking love that.
Brock getting shit canned did not see coming at all when it happened. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there was different spots throughout the match where I went, okay, I like that. That was something I did not see coming. And I think at this point in like my viewing as a fan, I have to sometimes kind of temper my expectations 100% while I'm watching it. Did they do something, you know, new? Roman winning the Rumble? No, that maybe not necessarily new. We don't know where they're going. We know that the top of the card is old. They got the undercard's got to work its way. It's got to work its way up. They got to get the opportunity to do that too. And with the top of the card being what it is, it's hard to get. What the fuck just happened?
See what I mean? See what I mean? I can't see what you mean. Fucking videos up anymore. What the fuck is StreamYard trying to get us not to give them money? Like, I don't understand. I'm sorry, HK.
No worries. Oba Femi, I thought, had a great show. Like, there was some good stuff that happened in this Rumble. Now, the outcome is not what I wanted it to be, right? It really isn't. I thought that this was going to be a great spot for Breaker to get his spot. You know what I mean? Like, I thought there was that opportunity there. Roman winning, I don't think is the worst thing that could happen. We'll see how we get to where they're going or wherever that may be into WrestleMania. But then after WrestleMania, we really have to turn the page. Like, we just have to. There's got to be some roster cuts. Some guys got to go other places. Like, you look at the list of guys, and everybody's like, oh, we don't want them to go anywhere. Right? Damian Priest can go to fucking TNA right now, and they can be better off for it.
HK,
right?
Where was our truth?
That's right. I was about to get there, you son of a bitch. people still screaming, right? Right? Everybody pissed off. We want him! Right? Motherfucker's nowhere to be found. Nowhere. He comes back. He cuts his hair. Cuts his motherfucking hair. Nobody gives a shit, right? Nobody gives a shit about him. And like, they got to thin the roster out. They really do. And I think there's a lot of guys that benefit from going to TNA. Fuck. Go to AAA. Still be part of the WWE brand and go to AAA. Damien will be great in AAA. I'm using him as an example, but I don't know where Damien fits in the hierarchy. Right? You know what I mean? He was a champion, but he's not going to be an upper card player. He just isn't. I like him. He's not going to be that person. So I'm okay with riding this wave to Mania. See how we get there. See what the story is. Then after WrestleMania, we got to start churning some new stuff. Like, some guys have to come up, and I think they will. I really think they will, but we got to start moving on it. We have to start moving on it.
Yeah. I know it comes across like I'm rooting, like it's very frustrating because nothing, it's very paint by numbers, right? Because we have the Royal Rumble and then we have the Elimination Chamber. So instead of like writing a creative couple months story where you can have like six guys somehow all end up at the Elimination Chamber, we're going to get 4 weeks of rushed shitty TV where you're just going to put six guys in the Elimination Chamber, right? And you're only going, and you're going to do the same thing with the women, because everything has to be, we have to do the Royal Rumble, then we have to do the Elimination Chamber, and both the male and the females have to have it regardless of whatever stories we're telling. Like, they can't do like a women's Elimination Chamber in September, right? They can't like break the mold, right? It has to be in February. We have to do this now.
Like, yeah, well,
it's just, there's no creativity. It's all, well, you get numbers.
You get comfortable in what's worked, right? Like, you get comfortable in, and like, even as wrestling fans get comfortable in what they know and what they're used to, right? We know January we want the Rumble, April we want WrestleMania. You know what I mean? Like, we get comfortable in what we're seeing too.
First Elimination Chamber was like at a Survivor Series. Like,
yeah,
there was feuds with six different people, and it was like, this is the only way we're gonna solve these feuds. We're gonna do this fucking creation we've never seen before. But now it's like when they were doing like the Hell in the Cell in October, just to have a cage match,
Yeah. And I don't think I don't like the match themed pay-per-views. Like, I don't think that we need Elimination Chamber following, you know what I mean? Like, it's not necessary. When you work to a story where there's six guys or six gals that are all vying and have that spot and claim to be a fucking champion, or that spot and claim to be the number one contender, put them all in the fucking chamber, right? Figure it out that way. But that's if you have those six motherfuckers ready to go. If you don't have those six motherfuckers that are all going after each other, claiming they're number one, you don't need it. You don't need it.
And it used to be for a belt, too. The first couple of Elimination Chambers, mm-hmm. I think, were all for the title. And yeah, it was a way to fuck the champion in a way, too. Mm-hmm. Like John Cena, when Edge cashed in on him, he had to go through five other guys.
Was it New Year's Revolution?
Yes.
Yeah.
And look, like, I can tell you right now, right? Raw just started. I haven't looked at Twitter. I can tell you, Javon Evans and Saul Ruco will be in the Elimination Chamber because we need somebody to jump off of high shit.
I don't need that.
I don't need it either, but that's what they're going to do because they have to create their viral moments. They need that clip that they can show on ESPN. And I was at the gym Sunday. I don't watch ESPN a lot, but I was in front of the ESPN channel at the gym. Not once did I see anything about the Royal Rumble go past on the ticker or on the screen when they were talking about fucking the Super Bowl and everything else, right? But I saw fucking four AEW commercials, which is a little weird.
Bumper money. Bumper money by that time.
But like, I don't know. I was at the gym Sunday and I didn't see it. And then this morning I was at the gym and they're going to talk to the panel about the boxer who got his toupee knocked off his head. But the Royal Rumble was just on fucking your platform. Poor people have to fucking pay $30 a month to watch this fucking thing.
Poor people can't afford the $30.
I meant like poor people, like they, you know, they were one watching in a peacock and then they had to go through the trial.
Oh, got those type. Yeah. Got
to figure out how to watch the
QR code. No. Yeah. I'm with
you. And like, you think
the QR code
like behind it and even have it on like the bottom, like top news. So-and-so wins the Australian Open. Who, what? People really tune in to ESPN to see you win the fucking Australian Open. You're going to put that up there. Put up who won the Royal Rumble on the bottom. Scroll it. It's on your fucking network.
I got updates on my phone.
I don't know. I was very like underwhelmed.
Gotcha.
When it was all over.
Yeah. I could see how you would be. Like there was enough in it that like I say, the AJ Styles Gunther match, pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Drew and Sammy it was a fine match. The women's rumble played back a lot better than it did the initial watch. And there was enough spots within the rumble match itself for the men's rumble that I went, okay, it's a passable rumble. You know what I mean? It wasn't, it wasn't necessarily what I wanted. It didn't blow my fucking balls off, but I enjoyed the watch.
You got a wife for that, HK.
Wow. HK took Bron Breakker to win the Rumble. The three of us took Roman Reigns. We all took Drew. We all took Gunther. So Tony, after the first pay-per-view of the year, easy for me to say, he's 4-0. Brundo, HK, and myself are all 3-1. I believe the next show we pick is the Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
At the end of February.
Hey, you didn't get a chance to run some stats, did you? From last year's picks.
Oh, Tony, you're a good fellow, buddy. I did, Tony. I did. Just give me 1 second to pull them up on my notes app here. What are you looking for, big guy?
Whatever you got. I just love when you start rattling off the stats, like who did the best in WWE, who did the best in AEW.
Okay, so the WWE, Tony, you took the cake there. You went 61-14. This is from the 2025 Royal Rumble to Survivor Series. You went perfect at the Elimination Chamber and Money in the Bank and Clash in Paris. Brundo, you were second. You also went perfect at Elimination Chamber and Clash in Paris. You were 56-19. I was third in the WWE picks at 55-20. I went perfect at Survivor Series. HK, you were last in WWE picks, 49-26. You also were perfect at Clash in Paris. I really ate shit at WrestleMania Night 1. HK ate shit at WrestleMania Night 2. Tony never ate shit in the WWE universe. Brundo, your worst performance was SummerSlam Night 1. You went 2-4. In NXT, Tony, 31-16. Me and Brundo, 30-17. HK, 27-20. AEW is where HK made up the ground lost with WWE and NXT. He went 82-21.
Jesus.
Wow. Followed by Brundo, who went 80-23. Tony, 76-27. And I pulled up the rear there at 69-34. Myself, Brundo, and HK all went perfect at AEW Dynasty.
Wasn't there one other one I went perfect at?
You went perfect at Clash in Paris, Dynasty. I think that's it. I'll have to go back and look. I have you 10-1 at World's End, 10-1 at Wrestle Dream, 11-2 at Forbidden Door, 10-2 at Revolution. HK also.
The fucking TNA. AEW. I'm the AEW fucking expert over here.
Also TNA expert. 24-12 at TNA. Tony was 23-13. Brundo Fly 21-15. And I was 20-16. TNA. Brundo really shit his pants at Slammiversary with a 2-7. Not to be outdone by HK's 3-6. Tony's 3-6. And I went 4-5. God, we sucked at
that. We had to watch that one too. That was terrible.
So, Tony again, champion, 191-70. Brundo, second place, 187-74. Handsome Kevin, 182-79. And I was in last place at 174. God, it felt like 147 and 87. So that's the picks. I got to print those up.
Awesome. I like hearing those stats.
In my trapper keeper.
Yes, stats are fun.
Yeah, I have them all. I print them all up and then I put them in my trapper keeper that Asian Joe gave me.
I fucking am the AEW expert. That is just terrific.
Golf clap, my friend. Golf clap.
That is just terrific. How about that story, Brundlefly?
I like storytelling.
I know you do.
By the way, I think the next pay-per-view actually is Grand Slam Australia.
Grand Slam.
No, that's a TV. That's a TV fucking vehicle.
It is?
Yeah. It's like a Clash of the Champions.
Yeah, it's a Saturday collision bullshit. It's not going to be live in the United States.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, listen to the AEW expert, Brundlefly.
They started building for it. I thought it was a pay-per-view.
Or should we change your name to AEHK?
No.
All elite, handsome Kevin?
Give me a graphic.
No, we got double T down below me now. We got Tony Toilet, AEHK, Brundlefly, and double T. I don't know what we're going to talk about after the break. We might talk a little AEW. I gotta just throw the Stevie Ray story out there, and we got homework we got to cover. Maybe we talk some JCW. We're not looking to go all night. I guess HK, you take it away here.
Yeah. We'll be here. Right back. I gotta go get my AEW plaque ready. All
right. We would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in each week to The Shining Wizards. Here are some other ways in which you can support the show. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you always do. You'll pay the same low prices, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy a Shining Wizards t-shirt, visit merch.shiningwizards.com to visit our pro wrestling tee store and select from over a dozen great designs. You can also become a Patreon supporter at patreon.shiningwizards.com, where we offer bonus content, producer credits, and so much more. Continue to listen to the show wherever you listen to podcasts and watch along live on social media. And don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Your continued support helps us to continue to bring you the best in professional wrestling podcasting.
It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with The Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. An Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. And Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
That bar that tells you how much time is left in the commercial break was on the screen the whole time. You have to turn your mic on, Tony.
I said no. I think people can see. I don't think people can see it. I think
really? What are they called? Time bar?
Yes, the time bar.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
it's hard for it, the time bar.
It is Groundhog's Day, and that means there's a brand new episode of the Shining Wizards Patreon, or the Shining Wizards history, available through our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. For $3 a month, you get access to all of our bonus content that has ever been produced, and the two monthly shows, the Rogue Indie Chronicles and the History of the Wizards. Me and Tony go back to WrestleCon way at the beginning, and we tell the trials and tribulations of booking guests and getting them to their destinations, and who showed up and who didn't, and who left their
fucking, interviewing Damian Dragon,
who left their fucking boots in the ring, and aggravation that ensued. And then after the next couple months, we will be releasing for the Wizards history. There is content that was recorded at that WrestleCon and at the PWS Super Show, which we talked about in episode 3. Those will be released as well as the episode with Damian Dragon. And if you listen really hard to the Damian Dragon episode, you could tell where I was done with the show that particular night. I think you can tell the moment when I was officially punched out. But that's coming to our Patreon. The next episode of the Rogue Indie Chronicles is coming as Brundo and HK are set to record this week or next week soon. It'll be out on the 15th. The last episode, there was wrestling in a tattoo shop, which was a first for HK. So go back and check that out. Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. You can subscribe for free. There's a free button that'll get you the weekly Wizards newsletter. $3 a month gets you the bonus content. The street team is out and about hustling and bustling this Wednesday night. They'll be at WPW WSO Brawl in the Hall in Winnipeg, Manitoba on the 14th, Valentine's Day. Show somebody you love them by taking them to a wrestling show. CWE's 17th anniversary show, also in Winnipeg, Manitoba. The Voyager Cup takes place March 13th and 14th for WPW, and the street team will be there, as well as the AEW Dynamite and Collision tapings on April 1st in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And if you watch GCW this weekend, you saw they announced they will be at the 2300 Arena in May. Well, our very own SJ is coming down from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and she'll be there at the 2300 Arena handing out Wizards merchandise. Follow the street team at Wizards Street on the social media and see if the street team will be near you, and you can get some free Shining Wizards merchandise. I'm getting good at the plugs.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, doing a great job.
I like when they're in the Burt.
In the Burt.
Yeah, doing in the Burt. So that's what I like.
Like Burt and Ernie?
No, in the Burt. Doing in the Burt.
Doing in the Burt.
Hey, can somebody confirm? I'm seeing like some of the card for tonight's Raw. Is Raquel getting a title shot against Stephanie Vaquer in a Philly street fight? I think that's her.
I don't know if it's a title shot. It is a match.
I think so.
So, like, she didn't even have to win the Rumble, and she's getting a title shot. Good for her.
She sucks.
Who, Raquel?
Yeah.
Raquel's eye.
She's getting better.
She's a bum.
She's gotten better.
Dude, I love me some Grimace. Oh, my God, Grimace. I love that woman.
Her name is Lash Legend, dude.
Whatever. She was Grimace. All purpled out. She looked like fucking Bootsy Collins. She did. She's big. She's tall. She had all like the furry boots on and shit.
Bootsy Collins. Fucking awesome.
All right. Yeah. So, Tony, here's the rundown for Raw. Liv will pick her WrestleMania opponent, Vaquer Raquel, in a street fight. Yep. Roman Reigns will also pick his opponent. Bron Breakker and Division will do something. Bronson Reed will go head-to-head with Penta. Javon Evans meets El Grande Americano. That's almost a three-hour show. Four matches, maybe.
You know what I like, too? Like when Randy Orton got in the Rumble and everybody was just feeding to him because they all wanted to take the RKO. I thought that was kind of a cool moment. It's kind of like when Jake the Snake comes out, everybody wants to be DDT'd, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it that way. Not bad. Not bad. Wasn't that bad. Wasn't bad.
What do you guys want to do? What do you want to talk? You want to talk about JCW? Fucking Vince.
I want to talk about Sucker.
I mean, JCW lunacy. Vince Russo fired everybody that I hate, so I'm happy.
He pretty much fired everybody, no?
Yeah.
I mean, Vampiro sucked shit. He was not doing a great job.
Does this mean like these guys aren't coming back? Like, is that why? Is that
that's no? They're coming back with the fucking with Jay. You know that that's the whole setup. Firing all these assholes nobody likes, and they're just gonna come back with the "I'm not controlling the screen" gimmick. I know what's happening there.
You know what I really liked? You guys see the chubby pale ring girl with the red bikini on? They brought her out like twice. That. She was so nice.
I saw her.
I didn't mind that at all.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
You didn't like that.
Come on, what's wrong with you?
Why is PCO got a fucking Shrek mask on?
I like the look. I'm not gonna lie.
I feel like I've seen it. Looked more like remember Sin City, the governor's son? That's what it looked like to me.
Governor's son was green.
He was the one that got his fucking ass handed to him.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy with the fucking ass handing.
His ass handing. You know, I like Danny Moe. I like Danny Moe.
Yeah, I like Danny Moe too.
Oh, was she the blonde bro that fought Haley J in the first?
Yeah. No, not so much on the Haley J.
What Mickey is with you in the Haley J hate?
Yeah, not on the Haley J. I don't mind Big Al. I don't mind Big Al every now and again.
I like Big Al.
I'm okay with Big Al. Hunter Gray? I don't know about that shit.
Big Al is Big Mama, right? Whatever.
No, Big Al is Alice Crowley.
No, not Big Al. Who's the
Amazing Maria?
Amazing Rhea?
Maria.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the one that used to be Big Mother Trucker, whatever the fuck.
Yes, that's Big Mother.
Big Rig Betty, that's it.
There you go.
I'm out on Big Rig Betty, too.
Big Mother Trucker.
Now, are we to really believe that PCO is taking payoffs here? He doesn't seem like a guy who needs money.
No, he got fucking Vito took it from the clowns and gave the clown money to PCO. They'll connect. Don't worry about it. It'll connect.
And what's the connection with the Italy wristbands on the wallets? Are these like made men that Vito used to have history with?
Construction. They're paisans.
The fuck? Me and Ree ordered DoorDash on Thursday from the Milburn Deli over here. And
ooh, what'd you get?
She got a turkey sloppy Joe and I got the turkey trot.
Okay.
Did he give you the trot?
Thank you, run the fly.
No, but when so whenever we get delivery, I make sure, I mean, you guys have been to my house. I make sure I meet them in the driveway because I don't need anyone falling down the fucking steps.
Or pushing them down the steps.
Right. So this dude gives me the bag and he's like, he goes, here you go, Paisan.
You ask him if he ate his fucking gobble ghoul?
No, I just was like, pie's on.
Did you notice I threw that out last week with Jay the Key?
Yes. Yeah, HK, you seem very dialed into the lunacy.
I watch it every week.
I know, you're super dialed in.
I'm in, man. I am locked into lunacy. Now, the fun thing is like I can watch this show and I can hate watch it. And that's okay. I can watch this show and I can take some things out of it that I enjoyed, and that's okay too. That Veda Scott, that bitch, she get rid of her.
Wow. I hate her. Did you know she kept doing this shit every time she was on camera? Like, get the fuck out of here.
But she's still better than Amico. She's better than that motherfucker.
That
guy sucks. But
I do kind of like fake JR, like the guy that was doing the commentary with
Joe Dombrowski.
Yeah, whatever. Fake JR. He looks just like JR. If JR was like 30 years younger, maybe like 20 pounds heavier.
I like seeing Mr. Anderson, right? He can still do okay. He's not what he used to be, but of course, why would he be? Like
You didn't like the Hunter Gray guy?
I didn't like Hunter Gray, man. Couldn't get into that. I did love the fuck, like after the match when Anderson set up, he goes, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. When he was taken by surprise by that guy. I didn't like Vince Russo opening the show talking shit about CM Punk and all that. It's so Bush League. It's fucking stupid.
100% is it's fucking it's Vince Russo bullshit. You know what I mean? Like you know that's what's gonna happen. He comes out, he fires fucking everybody. Vito's a goddamn shining star of that fucking show. Vito's kicking ass, man.
I also think the thing that hurts them is that they tape. So the CM Punk in a t-shirt joke was when Kevin Nash had gone after CM. Like that was recorded like 6 weeks ago. He could have done without it. I'm with you. I don't think that was necessary. Yeah, I feel like the new title.
But you can't make comments like that and then Ken Anderson's wrestling with a t-shirt on. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're about the same age, too. You know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, oh, my God. I'm becoming a huge fan of cocaine, too.
No cocaine.
When he was sprinkling powder on fucking Ring Rat's ass, I was like, oh, my God.
He's going to rip a rail on the Ring Rat's ass? Come on.
And listen. I hate myself for liking this show so much because if AEW did any of this, I'd fucking hate it. I'd shit all over it. But in the confines of the Juggalos, I'm all about it. Like, I hated shit like that when fucking when the Sinister Minister was doing blow on NWA Samhain. But
Samhain?
For this fucking show, this all fits, and I'm fucking I'm allowing it. It's all fucking good.
I do want to say.
Uh oh.
I can't watch Mickey Knuckles anymore.
No, I didn't mind her here. I thought she was fine,
man.
Yeah,
man, her ass looks like it's got fucking pimples all over it. It always looks like
she's cheese, bro. She's a heavy.
She always looks like she's like laboring through something, or
she's
hurt.
Dude, she's beat up.
I go in this fucking pussy deathmatch group that you guys put me in. Those guys cry like the biggest bunch of bitches in there. By the way.
Oh, I thought there was a different group. I didn't realize he meant the group that we were
in. No, the fucking deathmatch group that Brundo got Tony in and now I'm in. Like, every post is these, like, grown men fucking crying like fucking babies about the dumbest fucking shit. And then every once in a while you get like, oh, Mickey Knuckles is hurt and she's got, like, a separated shoulder and she's in the fucking hospital. And you're like, oh, fuck.
That was this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Didn't she just have her head like broken like a watermelon?
They had to sedate her to put her shoulder back into place. That's how bad it was.
Yikes.
Who was I watching? I think it was Liv Morgan. Her footage came up where she had her shit dislocated. And she's like laying on the athletic bench. And they got her arm. They're just like, okay, hold still. And then bang, everything just went into place. She's like, oh, I'm good. I'm good. So does this mean I can wrestle again?
I'm with you, Tony. I'm a big. I like cocaine.
Isolate that.
I'm a big fan, buddy.
And Kerry Morton screaming like a bitch when fucking what's when Caleb
Matt Cross?
When Caleb kicked the thing into his crotch, the ladder.
What is Caleb's problem?
He's always had a problem. I remember calling matches when he was the Full Impact Pro Champion. He's always had a bit of an attitude. That guy. Yeah, well, although the fucking. Jeeves is a fuck up. Stay out the fucking way, dude. Just stay out of the way.
Yeah, but you know what? Caleb doesn't reach the height of success he's had in JCW without Jeeves. I love him, but I think the ring rat's the problem.
No, Jeeves has outgrown his fucking usefulness. Caleb's got to cut him loose and maybe keep the ring
rat. What is the ring rat's usefulness?
She's a fucking ring rat, dude. If you need that fucking explained, you got bigger problems.
Not if you put her on the she goes on the DL for 3-4 days at a time.
Yeah, but then they come back the next week. It's all good.
Willie Mac bent her over in the ring. Right? She interfered there. Cocaine was gonna do blow off of her. She's a distraction for Caleb. The fact that he can't capitalize, that's on Caleb.
No. He capitalizes on her. The problem is when Jeeves gets involved, everything goes to shit. Actually, Kerry Morton capitalized on her. He fucking shit canned cocaine and kicked her right in the fucking head.
Oh my God, yeah, he did. Oof.
Yeah, I'm very confused though. Like how can she go on the DL from a Hummer, but then not from the kick in the head?
Because we don't know if she went on the DL from a Hummer.
I thought that was an article.
Googling.
She went DL for the Hummer, not because of the Hummer.
Okay. It's very confusing, this situation with her. I think I'm out on the ring rat. I think I'm out. I'm out.
You're out.
You're also out on Haley J. So.
But I'm in on Danny Moe. I'm in on Danny Moe.
What about Big Al?
I'm in on Big Al. Yeah. I'm okay with Big Al.
Yeah, Big Al's pretty good.
Yeah.
Kevin, I can't drive anymore.
That's a horrible traffic at all.
They get worse every week.
Yeah, they do. You're getting Brundle. Closer to Justin.
That's Brundle, kind of where it always winds up.
Brundo, did you watch JCW this week?
I watched about the first hour or so, and then never went back to it. There were things I liked, and then I fast-forwarded completely through the Vince Russo interview because I knew I'd fucking hate it.
Really? But, you didn't even give it a chance.
No. I've been out on Vince Russo for years. Mm-hmm. I watched enough WCW and TNA that I've hit my quota on Vince Russo interviews.
All right.
Yeah. I was a TNA guy when he was doing the sex locker room and all that shit and started every TNA pay-per-view on that, so... I'm good. I was excited for Mickey Knuckles to come back, though. Give me that cottage cheese ass every week.
Well, now I'm pissed off. I was looking up the Wikipedia for JCW, and I found out who fucking wins next week.
Oh, Tony, why would you do that?
That sucked.
Don't worry. Just put the fucking paper over the thing.
Also, the good news is Tony is like a, he's like a parrot. He's going to go to sleep, wake up tomorrow, and not remember.
You know what? That was a goldfish.
That's a true story. Yeah. Yeah, parrots repeat things. They remember.
Did you say parrots and goldfish are the same thing? Not even fucking close.
I did.
Air, water. What the fuck?
Yeah, but they both have small brains.
Handsome Kevin, goldfish or Cheez-Its?
Neither. If I'm forced to pick one, right? Forced to pick one, I guess I'm going to take some Zumhoffs.
This is the guy who said last week if he ate 7 hot dogs as a punishment, he would fall off the rails.
Not off the rails. I just didn't, you know, I'm doing well.
All on the hot dogs.
Yeah, but it's not like you were asking to eat 7 hot dogs every Monday. It was a one-time thing.
You didn't say 7. You said 19.
No, man, no, because
I would have to eat 19. 18.
Oh, well, eat 18, you fucking pussy.
I thought we were doing the average.
Zumhoff never ate 18 in his life. That was a fucking Brundle line if I ever fucking said one.
Here's something that's interesting that just came up on the Twitter machine.
Speaking of Zumhoff.
No, Hiromu Takahashi will be done with New Japan Pro Wrestling on February 11th.
Hmm.
Is he WWE bound with evil?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on in New Japan.
New Japan might be Dunzo Magunzo in another year.
He could be. I could see him going to Noah. I mean, he's already been there most of the year anyway.
No, they're gonna AEW's gonna sign him. You watch. Mm. Okada's gonna put in a word for him. WWE. He's gonna wrestle there for a week. He's gonna blow out a knee, and he's gonna collect a fucking paycheck for 2 years.
WWE does need a Japanese property. I don't see why not. Just
what buy it. Just what buy about it. Tozawa? Oh, you mean like New Japan?
What the fuck? Well, back here if you need me,
Matt. I was with you on that one.
Okay,
I was starting to think. I was like, wait. There's Io Sky. There's Kairi Sane.
Yeah, when he like, I don't know, is it a below a, you know, would HK refer to Japanese people as property? Probably.
No, he would not.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I assumed.
Son of a bitch.
And they already have kind of a thing going with Noah here and there. Hank and Tank were over.
Dempsey was there, right?
Dempsey, sending
all the creme de la creme over to fucking Noah.
Hey, Dempsey kicks ass.
Yeah.
But look, it's something for him to do, Tony. You put him over there. They work more in Japan than they do in the States, right?
Hey, NXT... what's his name still there? The tall Omos? Guy?
Omos? No.
Yeah, Omos.
He shows up in AAA.
Oh, that's right, because he kicked fucking little Microman's head off.
He threw him down like a bag of ice.
I think my favorite Microman segment was fucking Serena De La Renta had him in the bag and she just smacks it and goes Kayase. That shit really fucking cracked me up.
Like I'm looking through the notes.
Oh boy!
Right, and I got down to the NXT.
Brundle sent notes.
No,
Ed.
No.
I don't know. I think I know two people that are in this ladder match for the NXT championship.
It sucks.
Right. Like that's another thing. And I hate to go back to the WWE because we got to do homework. And I just want to say a couple things about AEW, but like, can we stop with the NIL kids that are like pretending to be like cosplaying as wrestlers? Like they're not good.
That's AEW's fucking roster, dude.
Not like NIL.
Yeah. Those swipe right kids can swipe the fuck off.
It's really not. It's like one at for every what's her name, Kendall Gray, there's like 9 like shitty like guys that threw the shot put that they turned into wrestlers that are bad.
Shiloh Hill, he fucking sucks.
I wouldn't know who that is if I fucking tripped over him.
Oh, you wouldn't know anything about him as a wrestler if you watched all his vignettes where he talked about watching squirrels in the park and what talking to his teacher about what he wanted to do when he grew up.
It was a football coach, and he was catching the squirrel Brundle fly that was his friend. Golly.
You watch that garbage? It was so bad.
There's a lot of
that episode.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. Like, that could, you know what? That could be another reason why you're seeing the same people at the top of the mountain. They can't make new fucking stars.
Earlier this year, I feel like NXT, or last year, I feel like NXT was on, was doing well with Oba and Javon Evans and Dempsey and Heights and then fucking Miles Bourne. And now it just, it sucks. I have no reason to tune in anymore. And I was watching it for pretty much every week for a while.
I think the people that like, they'll churn in NXT. And the people that stay there longer, like it's an interesting dynamic because you have guys that will stay in NXT for quite a while. Like, look at what's her name? Thea Hale. I think Thea Hale's a stud, right? She's been there for fucking ever. Right. But you bring her up. What are you going to do with them? So they can be like, you can be at top of the NXT for a long time and the undercard will churn quickly with NXT because once you bring them up, are they going to, is it the same thing's going to happen? You know what I mean? Like, are those guys going to just turn up at the next level and then away they go? Or did they have more value being top of the NXT card than they do going up to the, you know, to the big show and then just turn around? It's an interesting dynamic. It really is.
I remember Gargano and Ciampa, I believe, said they never wanted to go up too because they knew they'd get lost in the shuffle in WWE. And at least in NXT, they were doing interesting stuff.
Well, yeah, they're little fellas.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they don't have a flavor or anything like that. They're just little fellas.
Somebody's projecting.
How's Joe Hendry been doing?
He's a regular.
He's in the ladder match.
Well, say his name and he appears, Tony.
Great.
So what he's the Jey Uso of NXT.
I take Hendry and ring over Jey Uso.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, you mentioned Ciampa. He debuted on Dynamite last week.
Good for him. Who did he lose to? Fucking Garcia?
Tony, nobody. He's a brand new TNT champion.
Of course he is.
How many matches did he win to get to that spot?
The one.
None.
Just the one, time match.
NXT record.
Oh, that makes sense.
Great.
It was an open challenge, though. So
yeah,
oh, wonderful.
You don't have to win matches.
Who lost the title?
Mark Briscoe.
Oh, wonderful! Great.
Great match, Tony.
Belongs, right?
It was a great match.
I'm sure it was. Wonderful.
It was a great match. A lot of good matches this week on AEW.
I'm sure they weren't.
Here's my problem.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Nobody moves up and down in AEW. They're just where they are, right? Somebody in the Discord was like, Tommaso Ciampa, yes, he won. Him and Kyle Fletcher is going to be awesome. Sure, but didn't Kyle Fletcher prove at Texas All In that he's a main event player? Why is he still challenging for the fucking TNT title? Why are Jet Speed the fucking trios champions, and the week after they won the title, they're both losing in singles matches?
Why do we have trios titles?
Yeah, right.
That's fine.
Right. We talked about it last week. You got Price and Oliver. They're fucking losing. We bring in the Rascals. Well, they're in traditional tag team matches. Why would you bring in all three of them then? Make them fucking a trio. It doesn't make any sense. Nobody moves up and down in AEW. Everybody is just in there. They stay in their lane. Stay in your lane. So the top of the card is Samoa Joe and Kenny Omega and Swerve and Hangman Adam Page and MJF. Right? That's the top of the card. And then, and what? I thought Didn't they combine all of Okada's titles? Why does he have a fucking title? What did I? Am I an idiot?
He has, bitch. He has the international title.
Why? That's
the former Orange Cassidy title.
Bitch.
I thought they combined them all with the fucking C2 or whatever.
They took them apart, stupid.
No, so they combined it.
Combined them. They combined them.
I'm watching Dynamite. Why does he have this title?
Hey, Macarena.
Hi. Hi.
It's the most frustrating thing about AEW. Everybody just stays where they are and nobody moves up.
Stay where you are?
Fucking awesome.
Your mid-card guy, like, look, the Crew and the Rascals on Collision was an awesome match. But guess what? The Crew, they're just fucking job guys. Because they're not the Young Bucks and they're not FTR. And they're not some randomly thrown together fucking tag team.
If I was them, I wouldn't push Leo Rush either. He'll just fire on you again.
He's a jackass.
Why don't you put him back with Bobby Lashley? You could be his hype man again.
I'd be all for that.
Oh, Bobby Lashley's hurt too?
Yep.
Even he ain't dumb enough to put up with this bullshit anymore. He's like, fuck this, I'm out.
The action in the ring is good, but yeah, nobody, like, it's the same. It's the same. Like,
let me ask you, does Moxley's entrance fall under the umbrella of Jey Uso's entrance?
If he brought back Wild Thing, I'd be okay with it. Oh. I don't like the grunge song.
Well, now that he's a babyface again, maybe he still should.
Is he a babyface?
Who fucking cares? It's AEW.
Right. Marina Shafir is a babyface when she's with the Death Riders, but she's a heel when she's with Megan Bain. Like, what?
Because she's a fucking problem.
She's a heel when she's fighting Tony Storm and Orange Cassidy, but she's a face when she's standing next to Jon Moxley and fighting against the Don Callis family. What?
Who cares? Let them all take their tits out. That's all I give a shit about. Show me them fucking hitters.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Come on.
Why do you have to be
shoulders back, tits out, watch the shoe. Remember that?
Yeah.
Where's the tits out? We don't have the tits out anymore.
Well, Bane was on the entrance the other day. There was tits out.
Where's Hikaru Shida?
Who?
Hikaru Shida.
She had pizza issues. She should
pizza
be back.
Issues?
Yeah.
Messy pizza issues.
No stuff cross. I'm not fucking gonna be there. Fuck this. I'm out.
Pizza issues.
I think that might be the name.
Holy
that
shit.
Or some kind of night.
Some kind of night.
Oh shit. Yeah, like, are we done talking AEW?
Pretty much. It's just like everybody's status quo. Everyone stays in their lane. Nobody moves up. It's the same MJF, Swerve, Kenny Omega, Hangman Adam Page.
You know who should stay in his lane, who doesn't? Stevie Ray.
Basically Yak.
Oh, man. It's fucking Stevie Ray.
But why is he coming down on us? I thought we were boys. I thought we were, you know.
First of all, Stevie Ray probably has no fucking idea that he was ever on this podcast.
Well, I put that video clip of him out where we interviewed him about his brother Booker T dropping the N-bomb on Hulk Hogan.
So I can't. Let me see here. So StreamYard is fantastic, right? They do.
Except for fucking starting the videos up now. What the fuck?
They do a thing where they will, if you just, they will generate clips. So I do that when I process the episode, and if there's anything clip worthy that I can share, I will do it. I don't know how or why it does this, but the clip it generated of Doug Gilbert telling the story of Eddie Gilbert renaming Harlem Heat only shows on camera Tony and Handsome Kevin.
Sexy.
Okay, so as Doug Gilbert is telling the story, the camera keeps alternating between Tony and Enzo Kevin. So Tony's doing this, right? Listening intently, and HK is doing the toothpick thing, like listening intently. This, and then you hear the audio and the words are going across the screen. In the post, I put from Monday's interview with @RealDougGilbert, Doug tells the story of #EddieGilbert naming, and I tag Booker T and Stevie Ray, the Ebony Experience, and later telling Doug it was a bad idea. in parentheses, I put also no idea why it's just Ace, K, and Tony as the video, but it tickled me.
Horny.
And I put a bunch of hashtags. Okay. Stevie Ray instantly says the story is 100% wrong. So I reply, please let us know how it really went down then. He says it was only three people in the room and Eddie interviewed my brother and I, so I don't know who the fuck this is when the meeting went down, but whoever it is doesn't know what he's talking about, and I don't like when people tell stories that involves my name that I have no idea what the hell they're talking about. So please tell me who is that talking about bullshit they don't know anything about.
Please tell me you responded, Eddie's brother.
And I said, that would be Eddie's brother, Doug, telling the story. I'm pretty sure he was clear that he, in parentheses, Doug, wasn't in the room. It was Eddie telling the story to Doug and Doug sharing it with us some 30 years later to promote the new Eddie Gilbert book. Then here he comes again. I have nothing against Doug Gilbert, and I've never met the man. Respectfully, but at the end of the day, that story of which I've told on a few podcasts and my own podcast is 100% wrong. And I don't care if he says Eddie told him the story or not, it is 100% wrong. And you guys putting it out there on social media platforms as if it were true, it's actually what's wrong with things today. If I have to, I will do a video directed toward you guys podcast where I will vilify this as bona fide lie that you guys are pushing along with Doug Gilbert. I have the utmost respect for Eddie Gilbert because he gave my brother and I the break in the business, but like I said, you guys are promoting a lie because none of this that he's saying is true and nothing ever happened like that.
And please make the video. I would love a video like that for the intro of the show.
It's
like after so, after Vince finishes the intro,
like it's so
sucker!
Fucking weird.
You lying cocksuckers.
And I don't know if he doesn't understand that it's not Tony or Handsome Kevin or me and Brenda telling the story. It's fucking Doug Gilbert. You say it's wrong. Doug says it happens. Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, your beef is with Doug, not with the person that Doug told it to.
Like, what but the if fuck? You want to put out a video,
Villa, fuck please, yeah!
By all means, mention the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast.
Fuck yes! You should have just replied like, then please make the video and set us straight.
Well, the problem is I don't have the
Doug Gilbert straight. That's all.
I don't have the notifications turned on for the wizard. So I didn't, when I sent that to you guys, this is when I first saw it, which was like 5 days after he responded. But it's also like every fucking wrestling podcast, like big, like every Conrad vehicle is based on telephone, tell a friend, tell a wrestler. It's everything.
It's their recollection. They're not necessarily like, putting lies out there. It's what they remembered, and if they're wrong, they're wrong. That's why we need people like Stevie Ray to set the record and cut fucking scathing videos on Tony and Handsome Kevin listening intently to Doug Gilbert.
Look, man, I think I've said it before and I'll say it again, we've been doing this for fucking almost 15 years now.
Yep.
Right. At this point, I'm just having fun with my friends. I love that people tune in and we chat it up and we make new friends and you know, we all get together for barbecues and we have the Discord. It's great. It's great that we have like this little community in this family. I don't give a flying fuck about Stevie Ray.
Stevie Richards.
I really don't give a shit. I'm not intimidated.
I'm in Harlem Heat now. I'm sorry.
If you want to make a video, Stevie Ray, go fucking nuts. I don't care. I didn't tell the story. Doug Gilbert told the story about this fucking book that he wrote about his brother. I couldn't have been more clear about it. You think that's the most egregious thing on the internet about Harlem Heat and Booker T? And Stevie Ray, that story right there.
Yeah, man.
He's a vanilla wrestler anyway.
It's it's mind blowing how fucking Charmin soft these professional wrestlers are. They're so fucking sensitive. I just don't get it.
I'm confused just because, I guess a couple of things. One, like, how do you come after us when we just gave the platform for Doug to say whatever he wanted to say about the book, right? That's not on us. That's not an us thing situation. Second thing is why the fuck does it matter? Like, what? it's like, how does that alter his day-to-day life? That fucking, even if it's not true, or if it's true, what the fuck does it matter? It doesn't fucking matter. If you would have told me when you sent that out, I even texted like Tropic. At no point in my life did I ever think that there would be a world where I would have heat with Stevie fucking Ray.
It's not heat. It's just, and then I went and looked. He hasn't done a fucking podcast in months. And if he has, I don't know where you find it. I don't know what it's called. I don't know what platform he's on.
Oh, it's called the Ebony Experience.
Is that real?
It could very well be. Let me Google this shit.
Yeah, ask Doug.
Guess who's got a podcast out before Stevie Ray? Fucking PJ Polacco. How do you like them apples?
His podcast was called Stand Up for Greatness.
He didn't.
Nope.
Right. And it wasn't like we were trying to like get one over on him. I fucking tagged him in the post.
Right.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. No, this has got to be an old podcast because
it is old.
Yeah, episode 13 was, it seems like the last episode. That was 2017. Unless I also read that he's doing something with Vince Russo. So maybe he's got a Vince Russo podcast.
I don't know. If you guys want me to respond and tell him he can come on here and set the record straight, I have no problem doing that.
I mean, I want him to make a video. Fuck that.
That's what he should have done. Hey, I already talked about this on my podcast. Check it out. This link, this date, whatever. See the real story. Done. And then you get some more views on your shit. Not hard.
A little chubby, but not hard. Speaking of hard, whose homework assignment was this?
Yeesh.
Brenda Fly.
That was me.
Brenda, all right, Fly. Brundo.
Why did you take us back to May 21st, 1989?
All right, so I chose this match based off a 2.5 minute video I saw on Twitter of the highlights and thinking, oh, this is Bob Backlund. This is UWF. You know, this isn't the Bob Backlund from, you know, Mr. Backlund or Howdy Doody or any of that. This is like serious, going to be serious Bob Backlund. This is going to be great. The highlights look great. And yeah, 2.5 minutes was about all I could stomach of this as well. Whoops.
I would love to hear Handsome Kevin's thoughts on this first, being he's the Bob Backlund fan, not expert fan.
Not expert fan.
Yeah, I'm a Bob Backlund fan. So I had a hard time watching this during spots. It was fun to watch them wrestle. Like they moved in and out of a lot of different holds. It was very much it almost at certain points, it felt like a fucking, like an amateur match. You know what I mean? Which was interesting to me. And then other parts I went, don't you ever hit Bob Backlund like that again. You motherfucker. I will find you, motherfucker. And then they started like ripping each other up. I'm like, stop ripping each other up. And they worked right back into like fucking like wrestling holds. It was different. Not definitely not a match that I would go out of my way to watch again. That's for sure. Love me some Bobby B, but take it easy. And the most confusing part to me was the fucking end. That's the thing that threw me for a giant fucking loop. What the fuck is going? He got disqualified from jumping off the second rope. Is that what I'm understanding that right?
Yeah, I did a little research, and apparently, in UWF at that point, you weren't allowed to do moves off the ropes. Okay. So as soon as he leaped off the ropes and hit Bobby B, that was it. He got the squash.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean they were laying some shit in there pretty thick. Whoa, no! God damn it!
He laying it in.
Fuck yeah. What a segue.
Wow.
She incapacitated the super de pleasure. Well, see you later.
That was all on her.
That wasn't even calling in the fucking airstrike that time. No.
Once he regains his composure, he can finish his sentence. I don't know, Molly. If you did, he's selling it.
I think I love this too. Better luck next week. I don't think you missed, Molly.
Did she miss? HK?
I had the Hulkster shorts on, man.
So she
Hulk doesn't live forever, bro.
Yes, he fucking does.
Not in your nuts, he don't.
Hey, I also read Hulkster's mansion in Clearwater is going up for sale soon too. 11 mil for that one. It's a beautiful house, by the way. That's it. 11 mil. That's all.
That's it.
Just a little scratch, couple boxes of ZD. You know.
So thanks, Steve. Thanks, Steve. Got to the
So I was very excited to watch this. I like the UWF stuff. I like Bobby Shiner that he went into the match with. Old bobblehead Bob. His fucking seller. He's like,
oh my god, when he's selling, and then when he would get hit, he'd go like, oh, oh, yep. Oh.
It's fucking me on my fucking honeymoon on the cruise. We were going up on the fucking waves in the storm on the fucking deck
with the fucking double fist and vanilla cones.
It was. I mean, I enjoyed the shit out of this because I like. It's like the idea is that it's like shoot style, but it's work. But like some of them, you know, some of the kicks landed. Some were like glancing blows, and Bob's like,
we might actually have to start doing fucking homework watch alongs on the show. Our fucking live reactions.
Oh my god, it was, and then the finish came out of nowhere with the DQ. Yeah.
Bobby's, you know, face, like. When you look at the match and it's like you're about 12 minutes in and the film ends at like 13:30, you're like, how the fuck are they wrapping this one up?
Yeah.
And then it goes up to the top and you're like, well, I guess that's one way to do it.
I did like
even the crowd didn't know it. I'm sorry, Brundle.
No, you're good. I did like Bob throwing some of those forearms that he did too. Cause I remember him doing that in the Bret Hart match when he turned. There was one point where the two of them are down and Bob just creams him with a forearm.
Yeah.
He does Bobby, that a couple of times here.
Bobby was like a fucking punching bag in this match, man.
He was, yeah.
Shit.
You know, when he did that like bobblehead Bob stuff, I thought maybe he actually was concussed.
When watching it, like part of me was a little worried because you know, you've heard a ton of pros say like Bob wasn't anything to fuck around with. Like if he wanted to go, it could have been over. And like you're watching, it's like, doesn't this the motherfucker he's fighting know? Like if Bobby really wants to start running them, he'll run them. Like I got a little bit concerned there, especially when they're just slapping the shit out of each other. Like Bob wasn't anything to fuck around with. Bob would walk them. And Bobby, they just were like, it's weird. They go back into like the wrestling holds. And then all of a sudden, like the guy's fucking kicking him in the head. Stop it. Stop it.
It's UWF, so I imagine this guy's probably legit somewhere. Because most of these guys were where they're...
Wait a second. Say that sentence again. It was UWF, so I'm sure the guy was legit somewhere.
Meaning like he was judo guy or...
okay, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. Like he wasn't fuck from wrestling school.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, that's what I mean. Like this was supposed to be like shoot fighters in a wrestling situation, right? Like that's what the UWF was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was I think Maeda was the one that created UWF.
Of course,
he broke off from it, New Japan.
Yeah.
Who did he fucking murder? He murdered somebody's face, didn't he?
Ricky Joshi kicked him straight in the face, broke his orbital bone.
Yeah, they were fucking around with each other, and fucking he just fucking laid him out, dude.
He had the Andre match too, where Andre's like laid down and wasn't doing shit with him too.
Yeah, so Funaki was an MMA fighter. His record is 40-13.
That's pretty good.
Five by knockout, 34 submission, 1 decision. Those are his wins.
Remember when Alberto Del Rio tried MMA?
Woof. You remember when Ludwig Borga tried MMA?
Dipshit.
Remember when CM tried
MMA? Yep, there you go.
Is there somebody else? Who are we forgetting?
Giant Silva.
Alberto Del Rio. I feel like there's one more.
Eugene Nagata.
Fucking Jack Swagger.
Yeah.
Oh, he won. He didn't do bad.
Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley.
He didn't do bad. Batista fought.
He won. Jushin Liger got knocked out twice.
I think Brock Lesnar.
He did all right. Brock,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was something. I enjoy. Look, I kind of like it because like there's like some of the takedowns, like seeing Bobby B doing like the fucking leg scissor takedowns was cool. That forearm was like a receipt. Like he was like, all right, let's fucking take it easy on me here. I'm trying to like, he oversold way too much. Yeah, and his face was fucking lumped up after the match. They got
I googled some shit after the match. He got beat up. He was all red and swollen and shit.
I think the Shiner he got in 2 or 3 weeks before that, the two of them had a. This was a rematch. The two of them actually had a match. So,
I thought he got the Shiner from somebody else.
I could be wrong. But
so his cage match only has this is his only match in 1989. Bobby B. I don't know how accurate cage match is.
Well, cage match is the fucking Bible of pro wrestling, according to 100%.
It is.
It's not the Bible.
It is.
But look, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna give it a thumbs up, man. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm going thumbs up. I thought it was fun. It was different. There's no commentary. So you kind of the story unfolds itself, and you can kind of tell they were.
Yeah, he wrestled Nobuhiko Takada, December 22nd, 1988, UWF.
That was Maeda's protege, Takada.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have a black eye for 5 months.
No, but he's got some UWF experience.
I think on if you Google this match on YouTube, there's a match that comes up May 5th from the same year.
Okay. Also, no spoilers here. Maybe you see it on a future JCW Lunacy. He does have a win at JCW, too, over Ken Patera in 2011, Bobby Backlund. Bobby Backlund, fucking gathering of the Juggalos. All right, what do you guys give it?
Thumbs in the middle for me. HK, right. Tony, what do you guys say?
So if it wasn't Bobby B, I'm more like a 3/4 down. But the Bobby B factor is going to bring it up to like a 3/4 up.
Okay.
I'd begrudgingly give this a thumbs up. I think Bobby B took a lot of unnecessary punishment here, but it's UWF. You got to think that he knew that was what it was going to be going into it. I'm sure he was fine with it, having wrestled for UWF before. So I don't particularly like this kind of match, but given the promotion that it was for and the way Bobby B was kind of hanging in there, yeah, I'm good with it. Thumbs up.
All right.
No, who's up? Down.
Hansel Kevin, I believe.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, what SmackDown pay-per-view are we going to?
Now, listen, listen here, nutsack.
What random superstars match are we getting with Marty?
Wait a second. Oh, I love Marty Jannetty, but take a second. So we are not watching a match. No.
Oh, I love it.
No, it is not. You know, I was thinking about this, and we need something. We forget sometimes that wrestling's supposed to be fun. We're supposed to enjoy what's in front of us. We're supposed to have a laugh every now and again. So we will be watching an unseen post-Raw situation involving Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, and The Undertaker from Raw in 2002. I caught it this morning. I had my shit was picked out. I had my plan. This came across the TV this morning while I was walking my mom's and said, you know what? We got to have some fun. We got to enjoy this. It's hilarious. I laugh my balls off, and I hope you guys do too. I will send you the link. It's fantastic.
I like it. I was thinking outside the box for my pick next week as well, and I like where your head's at.
Yeah. I mean, do you ever think inside the box for your picks, Tony?
No, usually my tongue's inside the box.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
HK, do you know that WWE put out a DVD?
I have it.
So do I.
Yeah. Yep.
What?
It's all like after show stuff, like them trying to get Undertaker to do Spin-a-Rooney.
Yeah. If there's one thing that I can't stand.
I love that clip. She's like, I work for a Christian publishing company. And he's like, if there's one thing I can't, and he just fucking started laughing and threw the mic.
His crowd work post Raw was just untouched. It's unmatched. It's hilarious. Yeah, and this is Rock definitely in his, like, he knows what he's doing, right? He knows where he's going, and having him and Steve go back and forth, and then throw an Undertaker in the mix in his big Red Evil days. It's fun. It's a lot of fucking fun.
All right. Well, cool. I'm excited for you to send the link and for us to talk about it next week.
Can I ask a question real quick about the chat?
Yeah.
Is Steve Jordan the same as the Rockabilly Fireman? Like, what's going on? What is this? I'm sorry. It just tickled me. It might be him. I don't know. Those profile pictures. I mean,
Steve's there. Just ask. Yeah, maybe. Look, as long as he subscribes on YouTube, I'm good.
Fuck yeah. Hit that like and subscribe. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Attaboy, Steve.
Steve the Trooper. He's been with us all night. We appreciate that.
Is it because I get punched in the nards? Is that why you click the button there, Steve? Just man to man.
That's a good reason to watch all night.
It is.
Have you unleashed the fury that is the Tony underwear?
No, I have a plan.
Has your plan come to fruition yet?
No, not yet. When
Where's your wife on the shit list now? Because she keeps fucking going to town on your fucking long nuts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe she likes Tony and that'll persuade her from not hitting you.
Couldn't hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Not any more than it has already.
Right.
Good offense is a good defense.
That's true. All right.
Like she wouldn't punch this handsome face.
No, of course not. She knows you're important to me, Tony. And by that extension, she's important to you. Something like that.
Yeah. I'm important. I feel loved.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, keep lying. Keep lying.
We got anything else? I'm fucking done. Come on.
God. You're done at 7 o'clock. We started the show.
Good night, Diana.
Yeah, I fell asleep at the kitchen table again during dinner, so I'm an old man. What do you want from me?
Jesus, are we going to have to go back down to a three-man show and just have you be like the producer? Like you just like set things up and then you go to sleep? Like
I set things up. I just fucking pepper in some inappropriate comments and then.
Yeah, just jump in the fucking chat.
We do have a good guest next week, so I'll be awake for that.
I was asleep at 7:43 yesterday.
You went to bed at 7:43?
I was asleep by 7:43.
Oh, nice, man. Yeah. I wish.
It's beautiful.
I wish.
I went to bed early the last two nights, and I'm all fucked up.
No, you see, I wake up at like 5 to 6 every morning anyway, so.
Why?
Like, the later I go to bed, the more miserable I am when I have to wake up that early.
Maybe you should do what Ants Handsome Kevin does. How do you sleep at night? Do you have like a good night? Do you sleep well, or are you like, oh, yeah, you must turn?
No, man. No, if I get between
not
six and
you,
seven.
Not you. I know you.
You said well. Handsome Kevin. That's me.
Well, because I was going to suggest Tony takes some Kevin gummies like you.
Oh, yeah. Do pot.
Right, like, that is going to be do pot and rape night.
Are you a good sleeper?
Oh, me? Yeah, I fall asleep at the drop of a hat.
Okay, but do you sleep through the night, or do you?
Yeah,
get
I mean, yeah, I do. I do. And I was actually in mid conversation with my wife while I was eating my dinner, and then she goes, "Babe, you all right?" I'm like, "Well, what?" She's like, "You fell asleep while you were saying something."
You're so old.
I know.
Wow, I was hoping your face was like in your fucking food or something.
Yeah, I hope you Louis holied it.
That's not Jeez. Nice. Drowning in a bowl of soup. How dare you?
Maybe SpaghettiOs.
Okay. Is it so outlandish that A, you're falling asleep at the dinner table, and B, you're old as shit and you probably have soup for dinner? What do you have for dinner tonight? Soup?
Pizza. Pizza.
Pizza!
My wife picked up a square pie from Mr. Bruno's. I haven't had that in a long time.
Oh, Bruno's square pie rules in Clifton?
No, the original one in Lyndhurst, but yeah, the Clifton one. You know, Steve Bruno's at a shop in Rutherford now. He's the original Mr. Bruno, the guy that would like originally made the pies. He's still selling pies. He's like 90 something. And I'm sure he's not falling asleep in them either.
Yeah. We should get you some gummies.
Yeah.
Either that or make your bed at the kitchen table.
That's not a bad idea.
Steve's falling asleep in his food after setting off a major fire, he says.
He's not setting off a major fire. He's coming home from a major fireman, for Christ's sake.
Oh, gotcha. Is it from the alarm that Double T pulled?
That's a great pull, HK.
It's fucking amazing. Fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome.
All right, yeah, Matt Tremont next week. I'm excited that you're excited for that, Tony.
Yeah, I can't wait. Matt Tremont, the last time we talked to him was probably at one of the WrestleCons or Legends of the Ring or something like that.
It was, yes. It was.
So this is a long time coming getting him on the show. I'm not putting it in the queue. I'm just going to fucking hit the button because this fucking thing is pissing me off tonight.
No, I'll just take the shits down.
Yeah, and with that, we'll cue the music.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
We would like to thank those that support us through our Patreon. Executive producer Manny Crozzo, producers Pete Hensler, High Five Tom, Brian Schlong, Alan Day, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, I Dunk Biscuits, Kathy Hummer, Michael Hammond, Keith Parker, and David Henry Bauer III. Thank you, and all those that support us on our Patreon. There is a free tier, costs you nothing. Go to patreon.com/wizardspodcast and sign up for that.
Go! Do you know
Hakuna Matata?
What a wonderful phrase! Ain't no peril in the
world. Hey everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man.
Yes.
The money's worth. Stay right here and listen to the Shining Wizards because everybody's got a price for the $1 million man. Yeah.
Don't you mean the labia? Don't you mean the labia? It's okay to be accused. That doesn't mean you're guilty.
To free the pussies.
Clay back here too.
TJ Penis, am I right?
Oh, he's got a hog, doesn't he?
Ah, and on the other side, you blow your fucking brains out.
What the fuck did I mean?
Was she farting at the microphone?
Is that about Mickey Knuckles?
I don't know.
We're talking about Kate.
Hey, Golden Gate Kate.
This didn't taste like cookies or pussy. What the fuck is wrong?
Yeah, you got AIDS.
Holy shit, that's such a great line. People probably don't understand that. That's amazing.
Does she call it the glitter box?
Of course she does.
You son of a bitch.
I heard she's got a fingerprint control and a fucking keypad to get into the glitter box now.
Brundlefly will take a shit.
I don't have AIDS, so I'm doing pretty well.
I don't know about that, buddy.
Dr. HIV. No, had no interest in seeing any of that.
Jesus Christ.
You know, I stroked while I stroked.
Holy shit. Steve Jordan says, later, y'all.
I got it. I might have AIDS.
Fuck. Oh shit.
I would never ask my wife to go anywhere near my butthole. She's a foot doctor, so like she's not far from the asshole.
Depending on who's in her office.
I'll punch a dolphin right in its fucking suck hole on its head. fuck you guys. You fucking dork.
Punch a dolphin in its suck hole.
The old knob gobbler.
All right, I've had enough of this. I'm going to bed.
It's gonna look like you had your period.
The fuck are we doing?